River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
As of March 10th of last year. Okay, currently, today, it is March 12th. So he's like, well, you know, a year ago, we met and people were just dismissing the virus. Yeah, literally a year ago, you were doing rallies, man. Okay, here's Joe Biden pretending that all of his predecessors, particularly Trump, ignored the virus, even though I seem to remember everybody being locked in their home last year around this time.
A year ago, we're hit with the virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked, denials for days, weeks, then months, that led to more deaths, more infections, more stress, and more loneliness.
Weird, because, you know, one of the people you guys were championing was Andrew Cuomo, the number two guy in terms of deaths per million. Also, Phil Murphy, number one guy in terms of deaths per million. So what exactly is your suggestion, Joe Biden, considering that it was people like Dr. Anthony Fauci telling people not to mask up? And that the major metros of the United States actually did lock down? Like, none of this happens to be accurate. Then he gets to his point. We're only going to get back to our lives by defeating the virus. Again, you didn't do anything, dude. The parade was moving, and then they wheeled you out in front of it, and then you claimed that you are leading the parade. That's not how any of this works. You're just Harrison Ford in The Fugitive infiltrating the parade and putting on a green hat and pretending you're there for St. Patrick's Day. That's not what this is. Okay, the parade was already moving. You moving out in front of it and then claiming they, like, he's, it's, I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. Here he is.
And for all of you asking when things will get back to normal, here is the truth. The only way to get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus. You've been hearing me say that for while I was running and the last 50 days I've been president. But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time.
Okay, he is not coherent. He's not saying things that are true. And when he is saying things that are true, they're complete platitudes. The only way to get back to normal is to defeat the virus. Who would have thought, guys? Who would have thought that the only way to get back to normal is when the virus starts to wane? Unique thoughts from Joe Biden. By the way, even that is not wholly true. Okay, the virus was still around last summer. States like Florida opened up. People were allowed to make their own decisions. And you know what happened? Florida outperformed all of Joe Biden's favorite states. Okay, then Joe Biden starts taking credit for stuff. And this part is the most ridiculous thing. Okay, by the time he took office, we were already giving 1 million shots a day. We were already on pace to give 100 million shots in 100 days because we were already giving 1 million shots per day by the time the guy took office. Okay, and now he's taking credit for the elderly getting their shots. Remember, by the end of February, he was supposed to have set up 100 federal sites all around the country for mass vaccination. The actual number of sites set up by Joe Biden, according to the Associated Press, 7. So, no, you don't get to take credit for the elderly getting their shots. You know who gets to take credit for that? The various governors who've actually made sure that the elderly get their shots. You know how you can tell? Because there are certain areas where they've done a crappy job making sure the elderly can get their shots because they've been instead tranching out the vaccines based on equity, meaning based on race, as opposed to based on age, which makes no sense at all. But here is Joe Biden taking credit for stuff that he's not responsible for, as he has pretty much his entire career. Remember, the only reason he's president is because he was Barack Obama's vice president. He's not responsible for anything that he has done over the course of the last several months. He was the default against Bernie Sanders because basically everybody said, I'd rather vote for the corpse than vote for the socialist. And then he was the default against Trump because they said, I'd rather vote for the corpse than vote for Orange Man Bad. And then he takes advantage of a vaccine program not created by him and a distribution program not headed by him and then says that he is the guy who made all of it happen, which is just not true. And the media, of course, they're just sycophantically drooling over the guy, which is unbelievable because, again, he is a houseplant. Okay, I understand that you like the houseplant. I understand that geraniums are nice. But guess what? The president being a houseplant does not make him a leader. You can't simultaneously be a leader and a houseplant. Here's President Houseplant taking credit for things.
When I took office 50 days ago, only 8% of the Americans after months, only 8% of those over the age of 65 have gotten their first vaccination. Today, that number is 65%. Just 14% of Americans over the age of 75, 50 days ago, had gotten their first shot. Today, that number is well over 70%.
Okay, so a couple things. One, he's citing the increase in the percentages. They were already ramping up. You can see the line. Okay, you can see the line. If you look at the actual line as to the percentages of people who are getting the vaccine, what you'll see is it does not look exponential. It does not look like it was a low rate, and then Biden came in and magically fixed the program, and then all of a sudden it started to skyrocket. That's not what it looks like. It looks like a consistent arithmetic increase. Okay, that's what it looks like. But here he is saying that he is responsible solely for the increase in the number of the elderly vaccinated. His own CDC was recommending standards that did not actually comply with the idea that we were going to do it based on age. States that actually transferred it out to the elderly were doing it in spite of Biden. They were doing it in spite of the CDC. We read you the CDC standards. The CDC standards took into account equity. They suggested that frontline workers who were 20, because they were disproportionately minority, ought to be given the vaccine alongside 75-year-olds, which made no sense at all. It was only under pressure the CDC even walked that back. So the way that this works is that Joe Biden is going to take credit for everything Ron DeSantis did well, and then he's going to yell at Ron DeSantis for being a bad governor. That's the way all of this works, basically. He is not responsible for any of this. He has not overseen a damned thing. Okay, it has been states that have overseen this stuff. He had one job. His one job was to obtain the vaccine. Any president worth his salt would have done so. He has now obtained, some, for some odd reason, four times the amount of vaccine that the United States actually needs. And now he is claiming credit for a vaccine distribution program that he does not head. It is all headed locally and state-based. Okay, now Biden makes a big announcement. So you saw it in that ABC News, that ABC News sexual favor to Joe Biden, where he said, wow, he announces that everyone will be eligible to get the shot by May 1st. I'm going to order it. Okay, buddy, let's just be straight about this. Everybody is going to be getting the shot by May 1st without you. Without you. All the adults are going to be getting the shot, having nothing to do with your silly edict. You know who promised that we would actually all have the shots by the beginning of June and y'all mocked him? President Trump. Now it's been accelerated by 1 month because governors have done a better job than you did, by the way. And now you're saying, oh, well, look at me. I've never seen somebody so, it really is, it's amazing. He is eager to just get out in front of parades that he did not create and that are not for him. It's bizarro world. Here he was saying adults are going to be able to get the shots by May 1st, and the media treating this as transformative. The folks over at the New York Times, it's amazing. What an amazing promise. All the adults are going to be able to get the vaccine. Okay, adults are already getting the vaccines. Adults are already getting the vaccines. That has nothing to do with his magical edicts. Here he is. The house plant.
Tonight, I'm announcing that I will direct all states, tribes, and territories to make all adults, people 18 and over, eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1. Let me say that again. All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1. That's much earlier than expected.
No, it isn't. It's not. It's what was expected. If you just watch the trajectory, again, he's just saying, like, the sun will rise. The sun is going to rise in the morning in the east. I declare an edict that it will be so. And he falls over. Everybody's like, whoa, that's amazing. You know, the sun wasn't going to rise in the east until Joe Biden said it. Now that Joe Biden said it, the sun's going to rise in the east. Amazing. If it weren't for Joe Biden, the sun would not have risen. We'd all be dead. We would all be dead. But Joe Biden declared the sun will rise in the east and set in the west. And unbelievably enough, that's actually what's going to happen. What an amazing guy Joe Biden is. It's like Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's court, right? He knows that there's going to be a solar eclipse. And so he predicts the solar eclipse because he's from the future. Right? So he knows when the solar eclipse is going to happen. So he's a magic man. We all know, except it's not a miracle. We all know that the trajectory is to this point. In fact, Joe Biden is so ridiculous that he is now reversing trajectory on things like school reopenings. So on some things, he's like, yeah, it looks like there are going to be enough shots transferred out for people to get it by May 1st, and I'll take credit for that. On other things, he is actively moving against best medical and scientific advice. So here he was last night saying, we're accelerating plans to open schools. What the F do you mean accelerating plans to open schools? My kids have both been in school since September. The hell are you talking about? Most kids in the United States are attending some form of school in person. Your CDC recommended that 99% of kids be in hybrid learning or at-home only situations. You're accelerating plans to open the schools? You've been one of the lead factors in stymieing plans to open schools. You've been one of the lead obstacles. They put the house plant in front of the train. Here is Joe Biden saying he's accelerating plans to open schools. Again, this is, it's just nonsense. And what is maddening about this is the gaslighting. The media declaring that this is transformative stuff. He just used COVID as an excuse to cram down a $2 trillion boondoggle designed to pay off all of his political allies at the state and local levels and to pay off the unions and to set up these massive entitlement programs that he intends to keep around far beyond the lifespan of COVID. That's all this was. And now he's declaring victory. Amazing. A week ago it wasn't victory. Today it's victory. Here he says we're accelerating plans to open schools. Accelerating plans. His entire administration has been run by the teachers' unions top to bottom. Ridiculous crap.
With the passage of the American Rescue Plan, and I thank again the House and Senate for passing it, and my announcement last month of a plan to vaccinate teachers and school staff, including bus drivers, we can accelerate massive nationwide effort to reopen our schools safely and meet my goal that I stated at the same time about 100 million shots of opening a majority of K through 8 schools in my first 100 days in office.
The majority of K through 8 schools are already open. They're already open. He's just again, I declare that my goal is that tomorrow morning the sky will exist. Not even that it'll be blue, that it will exist. And me is like, oh my God, he made the sky exist. That's unbelievable. Oh, it's so maddening. It's so maddening. Because if you follow politics on a day-to-day basis, you know that what he's saying is untrue. You know that him claiming credit for stuff that is not his responsibility is untrue, and that he has reversed progress in things like school reopenings. It's more of this in just one second. First, attention, savvy investors. This is Ben Shapiro, looking for predictable monthly cash flow. Is a 10% annualized immediate monthly payout good for starters? How about bonuses targeted to 21%? If you want the safety and security of a real estate investment, but without the hassle of being a landlord, you probably heard of NRIA. NRIA is an industry-leading real estate development firm in its 15th year, developing strategically located, low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods based on supply-demand imbalance. They're a great fit for safety-oriented investors who want cash flow and diversification into carefully chosen real estate. Learn more about the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden says that beyond Joe Biden, there's another person you ought to listen to. It is, of course, the second greatest doctor in America after Dr. Joe Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yeah, this is growing tiresome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden gives his big primetime address last night, which was just riveting TV, inspiring. I'm lying. It was boring and it was not true. And the guy can barely string together a paragraph. I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, President Houseplant is beginning to wilt pretty significantly. In any case, President Houseplant suggested that we all have to listen to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Here is the thing. Anthony Fauci keeps saying things that are scientifically untrue about the vaccines. He's been saying for weeks that because he doesn't know, he has no idea whether if you get the vaccine, you can pass this along. You should really only get together in small groups. You shouldn't get on an airplane. All this is crap. It's not true. Okay, there are studies out from Pfizer. They demonstrate that transmission rates are 90% down for people who've had the vaccine. That the effectiveness rate in terms of preventing serious illness is something like 97%. And the effectiveness rate in preventing death is like 99%. As Dr. Marty Makary of Johns Hopkins University has said, once you have the vaccines, and once it has taken, meaning the first month, 1 month after you take that first vaccine, you should be able to go out, take off the mask, and live your life. You are now protected. That's not what Fauci is saying. Fauci has continued with this line pushed out by the Biden administration that we have to be cautious. Now, why do the Democrats want to be cautious? Because the more cautious you are, the more the economy suffers. And the more the economy suffers, the more they can blow out the spending with everybody clamoring for more money. The reason that this bill is popular is because people still perceive that COVID is a crisis, and they believe that this is just a one-time giveaway. It ain't a one-time giveaway. It increases structural problems inside state and local governments that have not been forced to look again at their budgets. It generates child tax credits to people who don't even pay taxes. Without regard for family structure, it does not incentivize work. It does not incentivize family formation. Okay, these are programs that are meant to be permanent. Democrats are openly saying this now. Okay, but here is Joe Biden saying, listen to Fauci, listen to the science. Captain, we need to keep the schools closed here. Listen to Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, should have been fired long ago.
We've got work to do to ensure that everyone has confidence in the safety and effectiveness of all three vaccines. So my message to you is this. Listen to Dr. Fauci, one of the most distinguished and trusted voices in the world. He's assured us the vaccines are safe. They underwent rigorous scientific review. I know they're safe. Vice President Harris and I know they're safe.
He's not even speaking English. Honest to God. He is not speaking English anymore. Okay, and then he continued. It's amazing. And we had full-on debates last year between two people who couldn't speak English. And they say that this isn't a diverse country. In any case, Joe Biden says that by July 4th, we can get back to our traditional celebrations. Now, this is what I needed. I needed permission from this old coot telling me what I can and cannot do. I've needed permission from my politicians all the way along because, you see, I'm not a sentient human being with the ability to assess risk. I'm not a person who looks at risks and then makes my own assessment, even though that's exactly what I, like all other human beings, do. Now, I'm the kind of person where when I saw that the virus was spreading widely last year, it was around Purim time in the Jewish community, before any of the lockdowns went into effect, I told my parents we're not going to Purim parties because I can see this is a problem. I was an advocate of masking when there was widespread in the community. I was never an advocate of mandatory mask programs because I didn't think they were effective and they wouldn't be enforceable. But I was an advocate of masking. I was always one of the more cautious people I knew about COVID. And yet the idea is that I'm not allowed to make my own assessment. I need Joe Biden to make an assessment for me. Coming up, Joe Biden says that, you know, we can get back to normal by maybe the 4th of July. Here is the thing. That is the craziest thing that I have heard at least today, probably for the week. I'll explain. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We'll be right back.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Anyone can be tested for COVID-19, and same-day appointments are often available. Average turnaround time is between 2 and 3 days. Testing is critical to help contain the spread of COVID-19. It is vital to know if a person has the virus so they can remain isolated until they are no longer contagious. This helps keep case numbers low. We need our case rate and positivity rates to drop so we can move into a less restrictive tier. And testing is a way we can all help with that. You can make an appointment at lhi.care/COVID testing.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Or
Archer Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Moroville was an early gold mining settlement established in 1849 beside French Gulch Creek, approximately 1.5 miles west of French Gulch. It was named for H.W. Morrow, who owned a ranch on the creek. Soon the miners were finding too much gold and moved the settlement eastward beside Clear Creek in 1854 because mining was being carried out on the streets and under the houses. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta Historical Society.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Terrible country ever to be created. And Colin Kaepernick put out a whole post about how July 4th was terrible. Great patriot that Colin Kaepernick is, being celebrated by the Democratic Party. Apparently July 4th is now back on the menu, so that's good. Also, he says, by July 4th, you can get together with... I love how he just trots that out. There's like, you can get together with your neighbors and with your family and friends at a cookout. Not in big groups, in small groups. Okay, I'm going to read to you from the CDC website. You ready? Fully vaccinated people can, quote, visit with other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. Visit with unvaccinated people from a single household who are at low risk for severe COVID disease indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. Refrain from quarantine and testing following a known exposure if asymptomatic. In other words, today, not July 4th, today, March 12th, if you are fully vaccinated, you can get together with small groups of people, according to the CDC. And the CDC guidelines are way the hell too restrictive. Because guess what? That CDC standard makes no sense. I'm going to read that last line again. They say that if you're fully vaccinated, you can refrain from quarantine and testing following a known exposure if you're asymptomatic, which means they are not worried that you are going to get it if you are vaccinated. They are not worried that you are going to spread it if you are vaccinated, which means if you're vaccinated, you should be able to go out and do whatever the hell you want. Okay, so the CDC is too restrictive. And then Biden's like, the CDC standard that applies today, if we're good little boys and girls, then I will grant you the crumb of freedom that on July 4th, you'll be able to do. July 4th? The F you talking about, dude? You're not like 3 months down the road? March to April, April to May, May to June, June to July. You're talking about 4 months down the road right now? 4 months? Okay, we actually already are meeting in these groups. Like, a while ago. Nobody's paying attention to him. And people who, and my favorite part of this entire speech is he did this whole thing about how what we really learned is that we have to trust government. No, that's pretty much the last thing we learned here. The last thing we learned is that we need to trust government. What we actually learned is that we need to trust Big Pharma. That's what we actually learned here, because Big Pharma did the heavy lifting. Government didn't develop crap. We'll get to more of this in just one moment first. You know, when you're running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries, those are not cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business. They help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. It's month-to-month, no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you felt like dealing with HR issues all day. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. If you're spending a lot on HR, no reason to do that. Instead, head on over to Bambi.com/Ben right now. Schedule that free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben, BAMBEE.com/Ben for your free HR audit. Get on top of those HR issues, Bambi.com/Ben. That's Bambi.com/Ben. Hey, by the way, Joe Biden just wants to let you know that while he is saying that you might be able to get together in small groups by July, also he might shut it down again. There might have to be more shutdowns. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. The data demonstrates the shutdowns have not been useful. The lockdowns have not been useful. But here's Joe Biden threatening you again. If you're not good little girls and boys and non-gender binary humans, then I guess that you know, maybe if you're bad, if you don't listen to Joe Biden, then he might lock you down again. Old man might lock you in the closet again.
Unity is what we do together as fellow Americans. Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track. And please, we don't want to do that again. We've made so much progress. This is not the time to let up.
What do you mean not the time to let up? Like, we're getting vaccines. What are you talking about right now? Okay, so this all plays into the broader Democratic narrative, which is that Joe Biden is curing COVID by spending oodles of money we don't need to spend. Because the reality, again, is that COVID is on the wane. We are at the lowest infection rates since the beginning of the pandemic. People are getting out and about. They're going back to their regular lives after they are vaccinated. They're meeting with their families. They're going out to parties. They're doing all the normal things that they ought to do. They ought to take off the masks. It is good for American society that we can see each other's faces. It is good to relieve the depression and anxiety that come along with isolation if we can go back to leading our regular lives. But Democrats don't want that because then they wouldn't have the impetus to spend more money again and again and again. So Chuck Schumer makes the absurd contention that we're going to be back to normal because of the COVID relief bill. That's absurd. We're going to be back to normal because we can all go back to work and we can go to parties and we can go to concerts and we can go to baseball games. We're not going to be back to normal because you sent a bunch of checks to people who weren't unemployed in the first place. Here's Chuck Schumer saying just stupid crap.
The $1,400 matters. Help is on the way. The vaccines, they're going to come much quicker and much more widespread than people ever thought.
What?
It is now thought that maybe even as early as June, we'll have enough people vaccinated that we can go back to life as normal. Who wouldn't want that? So this bill, it has so many good things. So many good things. And it's geared to what America needs.
No, it is absolutely not geared to what America needs. It's geared to what Democrats need. It spends hundreds of billions of dollars on states and localities that have run their businesses like crap. And they're fining, essentially, states that have stayed open in favor of states that have stayed closed. The bill's a monstrosity. It's a terrible bill. It's a really, really bad bill. Okay, meanwhile, I got Zeke Emanuel, who it is kind of weird that one of the chief advisors to the president of the United States on COVID-19 is a person who wrote a column not all that long ago saying that he wanted to die at the age of 75. COVID kills people over the age of 75. So, all right. But apparently, he says that by summer or early fall, we'll be back to normal. Summer or early fall? How about next week? Next week sound good for you? How about last week? How about like months ago, people were back to living their lives. They were just socially distancing and wearing masks. And how about the fact that once they have the vaccines, as in like now, particularly the people who are most vulnerable, because if you're 20, you ain't dying of COVID by the statistics. Your chances of dying are extraordinarily low by the stats. Hey, how about once all the people who are most vulnerable have been vaccinated, we go back to our regular lives. But no, we have to have the experts tell us. You need the guidance of a man who said he would like to die at 75. About the deadliness of a disease that kills people mainly over the age of 75. Here's Ezekiel Emanuel.
We don't know exactly where herd immunity and sort of killing the spread happens, but somewhere in that time. So it does look like summer, early fall, we will be getting back to normal. And it's really important, I think, Katie, you know, what normal isn't COVID goes away entirely. Normal is the background risk of COVID goes to something like the background risk of flu, and it just becomes part of the everyday life.
Oh, well, I guess that if he says so, then I guess we'll all just lock up until, you know, late summer or early fall. Or we won't do any of that because these people are not in charge, nor should they be in charge. But again, they have to give you the impression that they did it, that the experts did it. The government experts, the public health experts, not the actual experts who created the vaccine, not the governors who let you live your life. No, the people who made all of this magic happen are the people who are in top-down control. Why do they need that impression? Because if they ever give up that impression, we might say, well, then why do you need to spend all of this taxpayer money? Why do we need to trust you to reset all of America's social and economic standards? But there's great enthusiasm for that at this moment, and it crosses the aisle. And people like David Brooks, it's amazing. Does the New York Times have a single conservative columnist at this point? Ross Douthat is the only one who could maybe be considered a conservative. And Ross is the most conservative of them. But David Brooks is not a conservative anymore. I mean, David Brooks just came out in favor of Joe Biden's entire economic plan. He said there was a premise throughout American history that if you worked hard, you would earn economic security. That's not as true for millennials and Generation Z or many other people across America. What is he talking about? We had the highest employment rate in modern American history 1 year ago. 1 year ago. He says, well, you know, we have a different emotional climate that the pandemic has magnified, a climate of insecurity and precarity. These realities have produced an intellectual revolution. It was assumed, even only a decade ago, the Fed could not just print money with abandon. It was assumed the government could not rack up huge debt without spurring inflation and crippling debt payment costs. Both of these concerns have been thrown out the window by large numbers of thinkers. Well, I mean, if the thinkers say so, we've seen years of high debt and loose monetary policy, but inflation has not come. I mean, it has not come because the demand did not show up in mass number. So you didn't get the price inflation. And because all of the other countries around the world were doing the same thing that we were, which meant that we were still a good bet when it came to the dollar. But if we decide to blow this thing out in unilateral fashion, no, people are not going to buy our debt. But, says David Brooks, the restraints have been cast aside. We are now experiencing monetary and fiscal policies that would have been unimaginable a decade ago. The role of government is being redefined. This isn't socialism. This is not the federal government taking control of the commanding heights of the economy. This is not a bunch of programs for restraining corporate power. Americans' trust in government is still low. This is the transfer state, government redistributing massive amounts of money by cutting checks to people and having faith that they spend it in the right ways. Both parties are adjusting to the new paradigm. And he says, I'm worried about a world in which we spend borrowed money with abandon. But income inequality, widespread child poverty, and economic precarity are the problems of our time. It's worth taking a risk to tackle all of this. I love this kind of economic thinking. Sure, all of the wisdom of the past doesn't apply anymore because bad things are happening. So it's worth risking the entire American economy, which 1 year ago was booming under completely the reverse of Joe Biden's policies. It's worth risking the fundamental basis of that economy in order to what? Fight problems that were already on the wane by the time the pandemic hit. We had the fastest wage growth in decades under Trump. And David Brooks is like, wow, that was a crisis. By the way, how ridiculous are the Democrats' assessments of the economy at this point? They're so ridiculous that the Washington Post editorial board is going, guys, slow up on the spending. The Washington Post. The Washington Post has an editorial today saying there are two assertions we can confidently make about the level of federal debt the U.S. can sustain. First, it is higher than many commentators, ourselves included, commonly supposed until recently. Second, it is not infinite. Congress needs to take both of these points into account as it considers what to do now that President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package has passed with a proposal for another $2 trillion or more in infrastructure spending on the way. The right answer isn't to pivot to deficit reduction, of course. We had reservations about the size of the newly approved bill. The $350 billion allocated to state, local, and tribal governments seems excessive, given their strong recent tax revenue recovery. Nevertheless, there's a case for borrowing a lot of money, but let's be real. We need higher revenues, reduced spending on lower priority items, a mix of the two. They say that debt that is large and uncontrolled would be unprecedented in American history, and according to the CBO, risky. So even the Washington Post is starting to get nervous about the kind of spending that Biden is proposing. But don't worry, they'll come around. Because they're the Washington Post, and the media will prop up Biden. Again, I keep saying it over and over, but President Houseplant is necessary for the Democrats because he is an unthreatening face on a very threatening policy. His threatening policy of top-down COVID control, his threatening policy of we're going to spend more money than has ever yet been created, his threatening policy of we're going to take over every institution of the American government and outside the American government in favor of equity-based wokeness is deeply dangerous to American society. They just have to slap this oldster's face on it because he has an unthreatening face. Right? That's all this is about. It's all it always was about. By the way, how threatening is this administration getting? According to Axios.com, President Biden is now being encouraged to effectively pack the nation's top campaign finance regulator with officials who will more doggedly enforce laws regulating political money. The FEC has been gridlocked for years. Now, some are pushing Biden to abandon protocol by sidestepping congressional Republicans and nominating regulators who will more aggressively enforce campaign finance rules. They want to just get rid of the Republicans on the commission. By law, the six-member FEC can have no more than three commissioners from either major political party. But There is one independent right now, and one of the two new Republican commissioners, Sean Cooksey, was confirmed in December. Biden could nominate a true Democrat to replace Cooksey, giving the commission a four-member pro-enforcement majority.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Long-term strategy for returns today and returns down the road. Pandemic-hardened, specially designed buildings that are open and airy, and they are in their 15th year as an industry leader. If you've been sitting on the sidelines or if you just want to diversify for safety and cash flow, start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Alrighty, coming up, the Pentagon is now attacking Tucker Carlson. I'm old enough to remember when members of the government attacking members of the press was authoritarian fascism. Now it's just, you know, a day ending in Y. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
When the doctor told us about my mom's cancer, it made me feel so helpless. Until I called the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and spoke with Grace, who answered all of my questions about the disease, treatment options, and cancer-related expenses. Her support and compassion made us feel whole again. Today I'm calling Grace to let her know my mom is beating cancer. To learn more, visit lls.org. Furnished by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Tucker Carlson being attacked by the Pentagon. No, not like a drone attack, but, you know, they're actually putting out headlines about attacking Tucker Carlson. I'm old enough to remember when such things were authoritarianism. So, Tucker Carlson did a segment the other night on Joe Biden making a speech about how we are creating new military uniforms for pregnant mothers or some such. And Tucker made a suggestion, which was, you know, typically pregnant mothers are not going to be on duty. So that's a very weird thing to trot out as sort of your top of line, as sort of your top line change to the military. In a time where our military really requires building up in the face of a Chinese threat, it seems weird to lead with, also we created a uniform for pregnant ladies or pregnant people because, sorry, forgive me, some men can get pregnant. So Tucker said this, and the world was set aflame. How dare he say anything remotely like this? Now, let me make this absolutely clear. Everybody who's serving in the military and has volunteered for duty is doing something I didn't, and they are braver than I. Okay? That is right up front. Also, it is kind of a weird thing to lead with, our military policy is we created uniforms for pregnant women. Because pregnant women aren't typically going to be the ones who are doing the fighting. They're not going to be the ones who are flying the jets. They're not going to be the ones who are on the frontline combat teams. They're pregnant. Right? Seems fairly obvious. But for Tucker saying this, he was taken to task by the Pentagon itself because we are now in the business of having government agencies respond directly to journalists they don't like and owning them because the Pentagon, I kid you not, put out an actual headline yesterday about owning the cons. They put out a headline like the Pentagon destroys Tucker Carlson, which is a different headline than the Pentagon destroys a terrorist with a drone. But, I mean, kind of weird. Hey, so, according to Axios, the Pentagon condemned Tucker Carlson for mocking women in the military. During the segment, Carlson said that President Biden's acknowledgement that policies are changing to encourage more women to join and stay in the armed forces was a mockery of the United States military. Well, that's not exactly what he said. But Kirby, who is the Pentagon press secretary, he called out Tucker Carlson. He said, I want to be clear right up front that diversity of our military is one of our greatest strengths. Well, no. I mean, that's not true. The strength of our military is one of our greatest strengths. Having a lot of people who can meet like basic fitness standards, that is a great strength. Having a lot of people great at their jobs, that's a great strength. Diversity in its purest term is obviously not one of the great strengths of the military, not meaning that it's like a bad thing to have a bunch of people who are racially diverse in the military. That's fine. That's wonderful. But if you're talking about the chief strengths of the American military and you're talking about diversity, you don't have a lot of fat people in the military. You shouldn't have a lot of fat people in the military because you need them to actually do things. Right? You shouldn't have a bunch of people who have congenital heart disease in the military. There are actual standards to get into the military. Right? And those standards to get in the military are good because what we are actually interested in creating is an effective fighting force. So if you are looking for criteria on how to judge the quality of the military, diversity ranks fairly low on the list. It's like effectiveness, physical fitness, ability under fire, and then like the racial makeup of the military, that one is kind of irrelevant. Like it's nice, but it's not relevant to the actual fighting fitness of a fighting force, obviously. Okay, but the idea that diversity is like the number one priority of the military, which is sort of what Biden and the Pentagon are now saying, is very bizarre. The military is generally not supposed to be the place for social engineering. It's supposed to be the place where you kick the hell out of people who try to attack us. That's what the military is generally for. We have lots of places for social engineering in American society. The military is not the A number one place for that. Now, the military has been used in the past for some pretty excellent social engineering, namely the desegregation of the military by Harry Truman. Right? That was a very, very good thing. And I'm glad that Harry Truman did it. But the notion that that is the purpose of the military, as opposed to an attempt to broaden the scope of the military to encompass more people who are qualified at a basic level to do the job, that is a different thing. Okay, so Kirby says, quote, I want to be very clear up front, the diversity of our military is one of our greatest strengths. I've seen it for myself in long months at sea and in combat waged by our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. I've seen it up on Capitol Hill just this past month. I see it every day right here at the Pentagon. What we absolutely won't do is take personnel advice from a talk show host or the Chinese military. Maybe those folks feel like they have something to prove. That's on them. Then the U.S. Army responded on Twitter with a series of photos of female troops along the phrase, I am an American soldier. So we now have the Pentagon in a direct, like, flame war with Tucker Carlson. Way to go after America's enemies, guys. Really well done. That is the world in which we now live. The government attacking its political opponents outside of government via the Pentagon. Which, again, if Trump had done it, be considered authoritarianism. Pretty incredible stuff. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Well, the Senate's top Democrat calling for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to leave office. We have more on that story from correspondent Bob Agnew.
Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer calls nauseating the latest allegations of misconduct against Cuomo. This one from an aide who says she was accosted when called to the governor's mansion to help with a tech issue. Half a dozen women have now come forward accusing Cuomo of sexual harassment, leading to widespread calls, even from Democrats, for him to step down. Separately, Cuomo is accused of policies that exposed thousands of the state's nursing home residents to COVID-19, then underreporting the deaths after they occurred. Bob Agnew reporting.
And now New York's junior senator Kirsten Gillibrand joining the chorus of Democratic leaders calling for Cuomo to resign, but Cuomo insists he will not step down. Also at townhall.com, the House giving the green light to the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021. Bernie Bennett has the story.
Some Republicans strongly objected to the expanded checks, one saying they're meant to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals. Despite their criticism, eight Republicans backed the bill, which passed 227 to 230. The bill is the work of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, which was created in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The legislation was originally introduced and passed by the House in early 2019, but was never considered by the Republican-controlled Senate. The bill did face ire from Republican House members not in support of expanded background checks. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
United States resuming humanitarian assistance to Yemen's rebel-held north to counter a famine in the region. Saudi-led coalition has been fighting since 2015 to dislodge Iran-allied Houthi rebels who seize much of the north of Yemen. The United States had cut much of its aid to Yemen last year, saying the Houthis were diverting assistance to themselves. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The red-hot market for plant-based food is accelerating. And with significant consumer demand, plant-based foods could create a massive multi-billion dollar market over the next few years. If you've been watching this sector, then you know that major food companies and even fast food retailers are jumping on the bandwagon for health-conscious, plant-based, and meat alternative foods. Get the latest research on this sector free with your free report from Avid Biotech. Tech stocks when you text plant to 48542. Plant-based foods and the companies that are behind them could be worth up to an approximately $74.2 billion in the next 7 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research from Biotech Stock News. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change when you text the word plant to 48542. Text plant to 48542. Text the word plant to 48542.
Japan says its own athletes will not be allowed to have a Chinese vaccine being offered to all competitors at the Tokyo Olympics.
Japan's Olympics minister said Japanese athletes wouldn't get a Chinese vaccine because one hadn't been approved for use in Japan. Athletes from other countries don't need one to take part in the Summer Games either. The International Olympic Committee announced on Thursday that a Chinese jab would be available to all athletes taking part in Tokyo and at the Winter Olympics next year in Beijing. The debate over whether to vaccinate athletes shows the confusion that still exists over arrangements for this summer's event, which begins in July.
BBC's Michael Bristow. Netflix testing way to crack down on password sharing. The streaming service has been asking some users to verify that they actually live in the holder or with the holder of that account. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. More than 1,000 National Guard troops will be leaving the nation's capital over this weekend. However, thousands more will still be on duty in the mission to provide security for the capital. That has drawn some criticism from various lawmakers, not to mention reluctance from the Pentagon. Well, it's that time of year once again. Daylight saving time begins Sunday morning at 2 o'clock local time around the nation. At least in most parts of the country, you want to set every clock and watch ahead 1 hour. On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gained nearly 300 points, finishing the week at 32,779. The NASDAQ down day off 78 points at 13,320. S&P 500 small gain up 4 points at 39.43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest. I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Not be selling books. Will not be selling books framing LGBTQ plus identities as mental illnesses. I assume that also includes mental disorders. If it includes mental disorders, then they're going to have to ban the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual number 5, which labels gender dysphoria in its actual listing of mental disorders, because it is, in fact, a mental disorder. Okay, now, they banned Ryan Anderson's book. So Ryan Anderson, formerly of Heritage Foundation, now the Ethics and Public Policy Center, he had a book called When Harry Became Sally. And the entire book is very well considered. It does not attempt to say bad things about people who suffer from gender dysphoria. It talks about the various medical solutions that have been proposed and how effective they are or are not. It's a very well-considered, well-thought-out, sympathetic book. Does not matter. Amazon pulled it down. So people tried to get answers from Amazon as to why the book was pulled down, because that is digital book burning. Now, Amazon is saying, according to the Wall Street Journal, that it recently removed a 3-year-old book about transgender issues from its platforms because it decided not to sell books that frame transgender and other sexual identities as mental illnesses. The company explained its decision in a letter Thursday to Republican Senators Marco Rubio of Florida, Mike Lee of Utah, Mike Braun of Indiana, and Josh Hawley of Missouri. The senators had written last month to Chief Executive Jeff Bezos requesting an explanation of why the Ryan Anderson book was pulled down. As to your specific question about when Harry became Sally, we have chosen not to sell books that frame LGBTQ plus identity as a mental illness, Amazon said in the letter, which was signed by Brian Huseman, Amazon's vice president of public policy, referring to sexual identities that include lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, among others. When Harry Became Sally, of course, focuses on a variety of issues, including gender dysphoria. Anderson says, quote, everyone agrees gender dysphoria is a serious condition that causes great suffering. Okay, so what exactly are they banning? And the answer is that they're not banning every book that says that gender dysphoria is a mental disorder, because it clearly is a mental disorder. It is diagnosed as such. That is why treatment is recommended or not recommended, depending on your point of view. Instead, what Ryan Anderson points out is there is a debate, which Amazon is seeking to shut down, about how best to treat patients who experience gender dysphoria. They called the book an important contribution to that conversation. They said Amazon is using its massive power to distort the marketplace of ideas and is deceiving its own customers in the process. Okay, the fact that Amazon is now banning books on the basis of suggesting, for example, that watchful waiting is a better idea than puberty blockers for children, or the idea that transgender surgery might not actually be super effective in fighting the symptoms of gender dysphoria, that is banning those books. I mean, that's full-fledged authoritarianism from the corporate media. And you know that this is Amazon's perspective, right? I mean, this is not scientifically settled material by any stretch of the imagination at all. And yet Amazon has decided that the debate is over. So it is only a matter of time before they start banning books that do not take the preferred line on climate change, for example. If you are like Michael Schellenberger or Bjorn Lomborg and you suggest that climate change is occurring but the solutions provided by the left are not actually the solutions, those books will be taken down. If you believe that America is not systemically racist, those books presumably will be taken down. And all you have to do to find out what Amazon is going to take down next, and this is going to happen over the next couple of years during the Biden administration, What you're going to see as Amazon continues to do this, all you have to do to tell what they take down next is go take a look over at their movie page, because you can see what they are recommending on the ideological side. So producer Savvy sent over an email from one of our listeners showing that Amazon is currently, for Women's History Month, or for Independent Women's Day or something, International Women's Day, they're honoring women in film. One of the movies that they're honoring as female-directed for women in film is The Matrix by the Wachowski brothers, who are now the Wachowski sisters, right? They're both transgender women. So Amazon is openly making the statement that The Matrix, which was directed by men, okay? It was directed by men. Those not only do these people happen to still be biological men, when they directed the film, they even identified as men. It was only later that they started identifying both as transgender women. Now that is considered a female-directed film because, again, transgender politics means that we change not only the laws of biology, pretending that men are women, but also the laws of physics, pretending they were always women even when they were men, right? We actually can – they say time travel is impossible, not anymore. Now it's completely possible. You can go back and actually change history by declaring that today you identify as a woman. This means you were always a woman, which means that Bruce Jenner is the single greatest female athlete in human history. Sorry, Caitlyn Jenner. Single greatest female athlete in human history, not even close. Defeating men with ease. All the way back during the Olympics in the 70s. Like, truly incredible stuff. So Amazon, when they decide that they are going to push the notion that America is systemically racist, you know the next books that they're going to punish are going to be books like Heather McDonald's, which claim that America's police are not systemically racist. Because after all, they disagree. And this cannot be allowed to prevail. These views cannot be allowed in the public sphere. First of all, if Amazon continues to do this, then we'll just start our own book service. I mean, we'll start our own book distribution service, which we can do. Right? We have a Tumblr distribution service. We can make a book distribution service. We'll have to do that if they continue with this sort of crap. But this is exactly the sort of woke cram down that is occurring from everywhere, from government to corporations to now universities. And so this is a crazy story. Here's a crazy story from Georgetown Law. According to the Washington Post, a Georgetown Law professor was terminated and a second was placed on leave after a video clip showed a conversation between the pair that included what an official called reprehensible statements about black students. Officials said Thursday, the conversation between adjunct professors Sandra Sellers and David Batson had triggered an investigation by Georgetown University's Office of Institutional Diversity, Equity, and Affirmative Action, which is an Orwellian title for an office that basically exists just to punish people for saying the wrong things. And there's an entire billion-dollar industry in the United States, offices of diversity at virtually every company designed to avoid liability. That's really what those are about. You can limit your liability and exposure to federal lawsuit if you have an office of diversity that polices inside your institution, quote unquote, racism, even if it's not actually racism. The school's Black Law Students Association had called for Sellers' firing. The video clip shared on Twitter this week showed Sellers discussing student performance. Sellers said in the video, quote, "I hate to say this. I end up having this angst every semester that a lot of my lower ones are blacks," meaning a lot of my lower performing students. "Happens almost every semester. And it's like, oh, come on. You get some really good ones. But there are also usually some that are just plain at the bottom. It drives me crazy." Okay, now, the way this was interpreted is that black students are inherently dumber. That is not at all what the professor is obviously saying. The professor is saying that one of the problems with lowering standards of admission to have affirmative action people, to have people get in via affirmative action means that you're going to have people who are misaligned with the school. This has been a long-supported thesis. Abigail Thernstrom wrote about this years ago in The Atlantic, when The Atlantic was not a left-wing garbage salon knockoff. Okay, it used to be that everybody understood that if you lower standards for admission, a lot of the people who would have done really well at a school not as highly ranked as Georgetown actually underperform at schools like Georgetown because they got in having lower scores than the rest of the population at these particular schools. So this professor says some of my best-performing students are black, but a disproportionate number of my lower performing students are black, and this makes me sad. This makes me upset. Not sad at the black students, sad at a system that does not help black students to the extent that they are performing better. Sad at a system that is deliberately misaligning a certain number of black students with the school they should actually be going to. They'd be succeeding at a school that is not ranked in the top 20 law schools. They'd be succeeding at school number 40. But at Georgetown Law, they're having a tough time, and this makes the professor sad. This is fireable. If you even note that black students are disproportionately underperforming at some of these schools, which statistically they are, this means that you are racist. And if you're sad about it, you're upset about it, you want black students to do better, this means that you're even more of a racist, according to Georgetown Law. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, let's talk about an amazing gift you can give yourself or your family. I'm talking about preserving your family memories. Now, these days, everybody has all of their memories on their cell phone, right? But how about the memories from like when you were a kid? Well, that's all on VHS tapes. You have a VCR, do you? How about film reels? You got a projector in your house? I didn't think so. This is why you need to get all this stuff digitized. This is why you need Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a way for you to easily and affordably digitally preserve your past. The process from start to finish is super easy. You pack, you send, their team digitizes everything by hand, and then you enjoy. You get back perfectly preserved digital copies on the thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud ready to watch, share, and enjoy. Plus, they keep you up to date with regular email updates throughout the digitizing process. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. They've helped over 1 million families digitally preserve their past. Get started preserving your past today. Head on over to legacybox.com/benradio to get an incredible 50% off your first offer. I know the folks who run Legacy Box. They are tremendous people. Buy today. Take advantage of this exclusive offer. Send in the materials when you are ready, and then preserve your memories forever. Go to legacybox.com/benradio. Save 50% while supplies last. Law Center Dean William Traynor said Thursday he informed sellers she was terminated and that she had indicated she had planned to resign. Batson was placed on administrative leave pending the investigation, Traynor said. The dean said the incident underscores the school's need for more anti-bias training. There it is. All you have to do is pour a few billion more dollars into the Office of Diversity to re-indoctrinate everybody into the idea that you can't have any standards at all, and then all of this will go away. By the way, if Georgetown Law really wants to fix this problem, they should just get rid of grades. All grades should just go away. No more grades. Not even pass-fail. It's impossible to fail. Everybody, it should be like a Baltimore public school. You get passed whether or not you actually know how to read. He said officials are taking steps to ensure that students in Sellers and Batson's class are graded fairly. She wasn't saying that she was deliberately grading down black students. Precisely the opposite. She was saying that if she could have had the ability to do so, she would have graded black students better. But it's a problem because they're not performing as well. Sellers shared a resignation with the Washington Post in which she apologized for the hurtful and misdirected remarks that were part of a longer discussion about patterns in class participation. I would never do anything to intentionally hurt my students or Georgetown Law and wish I could take back my words, Sellers said in the letter. Regardless of my intent, I've done irreparable harm, and I am truly sorry for this. No, you didn't. You didn't do irreparable harm at all. Not one iota of irreparable harm. The only irreparable harm here is that Sellers is never going to work in academia again. Because any school in the future that hires this particular professor is immediately going to be hit with a wave of woke cancellation. They're going to be hit with a bunch of students claiming that they are going to protest at the dean's office if this professor is hired. She just ended her own academic career by apologizing. She never should have done it. She should have just said, that's not what I meant. Y'all know what I meant. I want black students to do well. That was the entire basis of the conversation. No. Then she'd be able to work again. But just like everybody who's intimidated, she put her neck out there and they're going to chop it right off. Hassan Ahmad, a Georgetown Law student who posted clips of the remarks on Twitter, said the conversation happened at the conclusion of a negotiations class. The recording was online for about 2 weeks before students noticed the conversation. The video was reported Monday morning and then taken down soon after. Traynor, who's the dean, said he had learned this week about a conversation between two faculty members that included reprehensible statements concerning the evaluation of black students. I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. It's a deliberate misinterpretation of what is very obviously a sympathetic position toward black students. Apparently, this is pretty great, Tiffany Wright, a former Supreme Court law clerk who graduated from Georgetown Law in 2013, they dug this person up to comment for the Washington Post. Now a practicing attorney and co-director of the Human and Civil Rights Clinic at Howard University, said she's been dealing with a kind of microaggressions espoused by Sellers since she was a student. She's used to people doubting her abilities and seeing black people held to different standards than their white peers. Quote, it also has an effect over time on our mental health. You start to absorb and believe those lies. Which ones? She said some of her best performing students are black. So which lies are you believing? The lie that says that some perform well and some perform badly, because that's true of every racial group. Or the truth, which is that sometimes racial groups disproportionately perform well or badly in particular academic settings. It's just, it's an absurdity, but it doesn't matter. It does not matter. By the way, the Black Law Students Association also accused a professor named Carrie Menkel Meadow, a professor emerita at Georgetown Law and professor at UC Irvine, of using the N-word in a class. She denied using the word. She said it was in an article she had assigned to students about regulating hate speech. And the Black Law Students Association tried to have her fired for assigning a piece about hate speech that included the N-word, which is necessary to explain hate speech. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, attention, savvy investors. This is Ben Shapiro, of course. Looking for predictable monthly cash flow? Is a 10% annualized immediate monthly payout good for starters? How about bonuses targeted to 21%? If you want the safety and security of a real estate investment, but without the hassles of being a landlord, you've probably already heard of NRIA. NRIA is an industry-leading real estate development firm in its 15th year developing strategically located, low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods based on supply-demand imbalance. They're a great fit for safety-oriented investors who want cash flow and diversification into carefully chosen real estate. Learn more about the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA's real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Alrighty, coming up, Myers Leonard is a forward for the Miami Heat, and he dropped an anti-Semitic slur in the middle of a game stream. He was streaming some sort of video game, and he got fined a bunch of money, and he got suspended. Well, I'm noticing a bit of a double standard for the NBA when it comes to anti-Semitism. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Myers Leonard is a forward with the Miami Heat. Okay, and Myers Leonard is very controversial in the NBA because he chose not to kneel for the national anthem. That's why he first became controversial in the NBA. You see, in the NBA, it is considered good taste to kneel for the national anthem and bad taste to stand for the national anthem. So he was already controversial. Okay, so he does all of these kind of video gaming streams, does Myers Leonard. And while he was doing one of these video gaming streams, he dropped the K word for Jews. Okay, the K word for Jews is, it dates back to, I believe, Germany, I believe is the origin of it. It comes from the German term for circle, because Jews back in the early 19th century were forced to wear a circle in public. And so that turned into the term that rhymes with Mike but starts with K. Okay? I don't like to say racial slurs on the program. So that term was used by Myers Leonard. Now, as a person who's received more anti-Semitic comments than I'd probably say any American, like literally all the Americans. In 2016, I was named this by the ADL. I have the trophy on my wall. It's fantastic. The one that says I was the most targeted person by anti-Semitism on Twitter for all of 2016. So I know what anti-Semitism looks like, and I know what it's like to be targeted by anti-Semitism. You don't get the K-word a lot, except from kind of alt-writers. That's pretty much the only place that you get the K-word. Myers-Leonard is not a member of the alt-right. My guess is that Myers-Leonard was playing video games a lot, and there were a bunch of gabbers in there, you know, 8chan folks. And some of those people were using the word. He didn't know what the word meant. And so he used the word one time. I don't think that he thought, oh, Jew, that means K-word. And this is what he said. He said, you know, I didn't know what the word meant. I thought it was just sort of a gamer thing that people were saying. And so I said it. Okay, that's bad. It's an accident. It is certainly less bad than, say, LeBron James putting out an Instagram post saying that he was going to get him some Jewish money. He literally put out an Instagram post just a couple of years back that said, we've been getting that Jewish money. Everything is kosher. There's a picture of himself tweeting those lyrics to 45 million people. Okay, now, here's the thing. Both of these things are not great. Right? One of them is explicitly anti-Semitic in terms of, you know, the Jewish money thing. The other one is pretty obviously coming from a place of tremendous ignorance. Myers-Leonard apologized. LeBron James apologized. Myers-Leonard was hit with a $50,000 fine, the maximum allowed by league policy, and suspended from using all Miami Heat facilities and activities for 1 week in response to his use of the term. Adam Silver said that he believes Leonard is genuinely remorseful. He said Myers-Leonard's comment was inexcusable, hurtful. Such an offensive term has no place in the NBA or in our society. He's going to be required to participate in a cultural diversity program. Silver said, we have further communicated to Myers that derogatory comments like this will not be tolerated and he will be expected to uphold the core values of our league, equality, tolerance, inclusion, and respect at all times moving forward. So that was the maximum fine that could be issued by Adam Silver for anything. It's unclear how this will affect Leonard's standing with the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat said Leonard would be away from the team indefinitely. And they said that they are going to continue to communicate with Myers as he educates himself in all of this. Okay, so that's what happened to Myers Leonard. What happened to LeBron James after LeBron James Instagrammed out, we've been getting that Jewish money, everything is kosher? What happened to him? Nothing. Of course, nothing happened to LeBron James. Or what happened to Dwayne Wade, another person who has been a star for the Miami Heat, when, for example, Dwayne Wade defended Nick Cannon. You remember that Nick Cannon was fired because he went on this wild anti-Semitic diatribe in the middle of a podcast. Dwayne Wade came out and tweeted, we are with you, with an emoji of a black fist. Keep leading, he tweeted to Nick Cannon. Was Dwayne Wade hit with, any fine by the NBA? And even if he was retired by that point, he's still associated with the league. He's still associated with, I believe, one of the teams, I think the Heat. So was there anything that happened to Dwayne Wade? How about, you know, actually other active players? Like, for example, it turns out that other players, including Kevin Durant, expressed sympathy for DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson had issued a wild anti-Semitic statement. He had suggested that Jewish people own all the banks. And he had put up anti-Semitic content on Instagram, including a quote misattributed to Adolf Hitler. He was defended by former NBA player Steven Jackson. And then J.R. Smith and Kevin Durant both liked Steven Jackson's post on Instagram. Did either J.R. Smith or Kevin Durant get fined by the NBA? So here's what we have here. We have anti-Semitism coming from LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, J.R. Smith, and Kevin Durant. And then an anti-Semitic slur used presumably accidentally by Myers Leonard. Myers Leonard, who is white, gets fined $50,000 and suspended for a week and indefinitely by the Heat. Nothing for LeBron, nothing for KD, nothing for J.R. Smith, nothing for Dwayne Wade. Weird. Very, very strange. So do I think that the NBA cares about bigotry, or do I think that the NBA is wildly biased in how it applies its standards of justice? Yes, I'm talking about the same NBA that thought that it was completely fine for LeBron James to undercut the Hong Kong freedom movement because they're making money in China, but continue to suggest that black men are under existential threat in a country where LeBron James is one of the most powerful cultural figures in America, earning literally $100 million a year. Probably. I mean, like, yes, it turns out that the NBA has a bit of an agenda here, and that agenda has something to do with race, and that agenda has something to do with politics, and it has very, very little to do with principle. None of that's an excuse for Myers Leonard. But Myers Leonard, if he's going to be fined, then certainly all these other players should have been fined. And by the way, I happen to believe that Myers Leonard did that by accident. I do not think that it was by accident when you defend Nick Cannon saying openly anti-Semitic things, or when you put up posts that say, getting that Jewish money. To the applause, apparently, and non-punishment of the NBA. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be jumping into the vaunted Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. You got to be a member in order to get those questions in. Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code Candace for 25% off because our new show with Candace Owens begins next week. We'll jump into the mailbag coming up. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
132.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. iVivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, it's a Friday, and that means it's time to dive into the Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. You have to be a member to get your questions answered in the Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. So head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe right now. By the way, with promo code Candace, you get 25% off because our brand new show with Candace Owens begins next Friday. So make sure that you become a member so you can view that as well. Colt says, I've been a subscriber for a few months now. I've absolutely loved it. I'm planning on moving to Nashville to attend law school come summer. It got me thinking, why did you decide to attend law school? What's some advice you could give to an aspiring law student? Okay, so here's the real story. The real story here is that I kind of didn't want to go to law school. I finished my degree in political science, and my mom, who has been working in business affairs at a wide variety of Hollywood companies for years, she said to me, you know, you really should get a law degree because I do a lot of stuff that's kind of law, but I don't have a law degree, so I get paid like half of what the lawyers get paid. So you really should have a backup plan in case this whole writing thing doesn't work out. So why don't you go to law school? And I was like, don't want to. She's like, well, just take the LSAT, see how you do. So I took the LSAT. I got a 176. And at that point, she was like, you need to apply. And I was like, okay, I'll apply. So then I got into Harvard. And she's like, well, now that you got into Harvard, you need to go. And so that's how I ended up at law school. Now, I do think that it was worthwhile. I think the first year of law school is very good, and basically the rest of it's crap. What you should be able to do is go to the first year of law school, learn how to think like a lawyer, and then immediately go take the bar. But unfortunately, law school, at least the last couple of years of it, is basically designed to rack up your debt. So then you have to work for a major law firm and slave away for 2,000 billable hours. That's pretty much what it's designed to do. But it does teach you to think more analytically. It does teach you to analyze text in a different way. And that is very, very useful as a skill. It's something I do every day on the program. I think without legal training, it's more difficult to analyze politics and to spot the vagaries in language that so often plague our politics. One of the things I do in debate a lot is say to somebody, what do you mean by this term? And that sounds very lawyerly, but that's because it is. And it's necessary because very often people will use vague terms deliberately in order to gloss over the flaws in their own thinking. It's one of the things I do in debate frequently. Somebody will say, you know, you don't even believe in climate change. And I'll say, I don't know what you mean by that. Do you mean by I don't believe in climate change? I don't believe climate change is happening, or I don't agree with the solutions you are proposing. Or somebody will say, you don't even believe in immigration reform. I'll say, well, it depends. What do you mean by immigration reform? If you mean that we ought to have a pathway to citizenship for people who have been here and are useful to America, but after all the people who have applied legally, and that we ought to shut the border, that seems like immigration reform to me. But that's not what you mean by immigration reform. Asking people to unpack terms is sort of the key to being a lawyer, and that sort of training is very useful. Steven says, love the show. As an attorney, I have a question about the Derek Chauvin trial. Why has it not been moved to a different location? Living in the Minneapolis metro, I find it hard to believe they could find a jury who isn't biased in some way by the riots or hasn't already formed an opinion. Yep, it should be moved. 100% it should be moved. Honestly, I'm not sure what the state regulations are in Minnesota about a change of venue, but typically change of venue is allowed where it's impossible to get a fair trial in that venue. It seems to me almost impossible for Derek Chauvin to get a fair trial in the Minneapolis venue. It's been so polarized. It's been so public. As I said on the program the other day, O.J. Simpson's trial was moved out of Brentwood, supposedly because he couldn't get a fair trial there, and moved to downtown L.A. That basically decided the trial because the jurors picked, many of them engaged in jury nullification. Well, Minneapolis is a much less fair place to get a trial for Derek Chauvin than Brentwood was for O.J. Yvette says, why is cultural appropriation bad and gender appropriation good? This is a good question. And Yvette, the answer is because gender appropriation is considered another minority perspective. Right? It's bizarre. You're right. It is an attack on women. Okay, when men act like women and then claim they are women, that should be seen as the same thing as Rachel Dolezal claiming that she was a black person when she was actually a white person. But you have to understand that when it comes to creating a coalition of people who can claim to be victimized by the American system, women have not very much claimed to be victimized by the American system at this point. Women initially out of college are out-earning men in major cities. Women now are a majority of people in colleges. They are a majority of people in law schools. Women are doing great in American societies. They don't have victim status. In the same way that Asian Americans lost victim status in American society by becoming too successful, or Jewish Americans lost victim status, women have been steadily losing victim status in American society for quite a while. Transgender people, however, can claim victim status. And thus, we have to tear down the structures of society that militate against the ability to identify however you want. There's some of that. We're a society that has decided that to identify as a member of the opposite gender isn't, in fact, insulting to that gender. It is an actual truth, which is bizarre. But you're right. There's no consistency here. Rachel Dolezal could have identified as a man and been fine. Rachel Dolezal identified as a black person and was not fine. Right, that's the way this works. Janelle says, with the last move to remove books that ban hate speech, how long do you think it will be for medical textbooks to be banned? After all, they would obviously reference biological sex and the differences in medicine based on sex. Additionally, the psychiatric books that classify gender dysphoria as a disorder, like the DSM, would that be considered hate speech? Will this actually seep into real scientific fields? Absolutely. And what the scientists are doing instead is caving. Just like everybody else in our society, our scientific establishment is caving to this. They are rewriting the scientific textbooks as we speak. They are changing. You have Nature magazine running pieces about systemic American racism and suggesting that transgender women are actually biological women. You have doctors who are now claiming that other doctors who are in medical school, people, prospective doctors, should be taught to treat male and female patients exactly the same way, which makes no sense, because if a woman comes in complaining of groin pain, you're not going to check her testicles, typically speaking. And if a man comes in complaining of stomach pain, you're not going to check his uterus. But we are such a bizarre and stupid society that we have now decided that it is sexism inside the system not to treat men and women in the exact same way, despite the fact that they have different biological structures. Brett says, so impressed with your exchange with Democratic Representative Rokana. I hope you can entice more banter like this. You have far more patience than most right-leaning hosts. Patience is a virtue. How do you think the interview went? Do you enjoy speaking with someone from the other side, or does your audience dislike it? No, everybody on our side loved it. People on the left were mad at him for even having the conversation. In fact, now people on the left are going back and trying to cancel Andrew Yang for having once had a conversation with us. So I would love to have people on the left who want to have respectful conversations on the program. I really enjoy it. It's fun to go back and forth and have discussions. I thought that a fulsome exploration of these issues is very helpful to exposing flaws in thought. I thought that we did that. Frankly, I thought that that's how that conversation went. I thought that Representative Connor didn't have a lot of great defenses of his own position other than saying monopsony a lot. But I thought that it was a useful conversation for exposing how we thought about the issues, for sure. In just one second, we're going to get to more of your questions in the mailbag first. Why exactly are we trusting big tech these days? Why? Why exactly are we choosing to give big tech companies all of our personal data? Now it would be the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust from my online protection, ExpressVPN. You see, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, my network data is encrypted. The best part? You don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. You just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and now you are protected. Protect your internet activity today with the same VPN I use every single day. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Again, the big tech pros, not your friends. You don't want to be giving them your data so they can monetize it and monitor you. Instead, check out expressvpn.com/Ben, ExpressVPN.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Ben to get started. Alrighty. Jack says, I wanted to share a funny story my brother told me. He's a middle schooler at a Jewish day school in South Florida. The kids were learning about Passover, and one of the students said, I'm like Ben Shapiro. I only lean left on Pesach. The kids all agreed. Yes, this has become a common Passover meme in the Jewish community. Chris says, I hear you mention the idea of censure for politicians lately. Can you explain your thoughts on this and what it accomplishes? Well, it accomplishes the ability of Congress to condemn a person for their behavior without ousting them from Congress. Really, Congress only has a couple of tools available. One, you can strip somebody of their committee assignments. This is usually done within parties, but the Democrats have now violated that rule, and they're doing it across party lines. Which, by the way, when Republicans win back the House in a couple of years, watch for Republicans to strip Ilhan Omar of her Foreign Affairs Committee assignment, for example. But you can strip somebody of their committee assignments. That's what happened to Steve King, for example. Or you can expel them from the chamber. Or you can censure them. Censure is just a condemnation, and it expresses Congress's condemnation of particular behavior. So it's symbolic, but symbolism does actually matter and is actually good. Because sometimes impeachment, for example, may not be merited, but you do want Congress to speak out as one body against particular behavior. Leanna says, absolutely love the show. Don't know where we'd be without the Daily Wire in these bizarre times. My question is this. What do these radical lefties have to gain by blowing out the budget? They already got what they wanted. They won the White House and the Senate. They have another year before they have to try and bribe their way through the midterms. No, the bribery is ongoing. Leanna, what they have to do it now because COVID's waning. Once COVID wanes, they don't have an excuse to blow out the budget the way they are doing. So they're using the last available opportunity here to radically expand benefits, to pay off all of their cronies in the private sector unions, to pay off all of their cronies in the public sector unions via bailouts to state and localities. It's a perfect opportunity for them. Also, when you blow out the spending, this also allows you to engage in the magic of raising taxes, which will be the other end of this. Eventually, Democrats will have to raise taxes. They've already pledged to do so. When they do so, they look forward to using those elevated tax rates in order to pay for a bevy of new programs and redistribute wealth, because they are of the opinion that the way you make a country better is by freezing its growth and redistributing what you have, as opposed to letting people engage in free market economic decisions that create jobs, new services, and products. Eli says, hey, Ben, I have a 22-year-old brother who thinks he's a woman. When I'm with him, I'm going to use she, her, because I care about his feelings as my brother. However, the subject of transgenderism has been coming up more and more when I'm around him and my family. How do I express my political, religious, and scientific views without compromising my relationship with my brother? Well, Eli, you know, that's a tragic situation. I'm really sorry to hear that your brother sounds like he suffers from gender dysphoria. And truly, mental conditions like this are mental disorders are extremely, extremely painful, not just for the person suffering from them, but for the family that is working with that person. If the conversation can't be had, you just shouldn't have it. You have to decide whether the conversation is beneficial or not. If you say, listen, we don't agree on this particular issue, but I love you as my sibling, and therefore we're going to, you know, let's just not talk about this. Let's talk about other things. There are some relationships you have to do that with, and this sounds like one of them. The question for any conversation is, what is the purpose? And I'm not sure that this particular conversation, it sounds like, has a purpose. Mark says, looking at what happened in Detroit, Michigan over the last 20 years, I believe it's a perfect example of what can happen when high labor costs are forced on a community. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. Given that Detroit was such a massive city of industry, do you think this could be used as a model to represent those consequences on a national scale? Absolutely. So what happened in Detroit is that thanks to World War II, virtually every other industrialized country on Earth was wrecked. And so we had a monopoly in the car market, essentially. This allowed the unions in Detroit to hold out for extremely beneficial union deals. This also increased the price of the cars, but because we basically had a monopoly, that was okay. Then foreign competitors started to rise up, right? Toyota in Japan. And you had European cars that were competing with American cars. And by the 70s, it was pretty clear that not only were American cars overpriced, they were obsolete. And you ended up wiping out Detroit on the basis of these bad union contracts. So that is a pretty good indicator as to what happens when you artificially raise the price of labor beyond what the market will bear. Competitors will rise up and smite you, and that is exactly what happened right there. Andrew says, have you and the Daily Wire ever thought about providing an alternative to the woke race and diversity training sessions pushed by the left on major corporations, similar to how President Trump countered the 1619 Project? I'd love to provide that sort of resource, but corporations would first have to take us up on it. It'd be important for corporations to, you know, actually put their money where their mouth is and back principles for which America stands. Corey says, would Milton Friedman's negative income tax credit with a work requirement be an effective solution to poverty, wealth inequality, and wealth mobility? It might be better than the current welfare state, but I don't think that it would be a solution to poverty, because frankly, the only solution to poverty for the vast bulk of people who are not suffering from some sort of disability or health problem, for the vast bulk of people, the only pathway out of poverty really is to make better decisions. Okay, that is just the reality. They can provide more opportunities to those people. Right? We should have coalitions that provide people with business loans. Small business loans would be great. Right? We should provide people more opportunities to get out of their crappy public schools and get into better public schools or into charter schools or into private schools. And there are all sorts of things we can do structurally to provide more opportunities to folks. But the only way to actually cure poverty on an individual level and on a societal level is for people to rise up out of poverty by making good decisions. That's the only permanent pathway out of poverty. You can sign somebody a check that doesn't cure poverty. It pays their bills for the month. That's what Democrats are about to learn. They didn't cure child poverty by signing a $1,400 check per child. That didn't cure child poverty. It alleviated the consequences of poverty for a very short period of time. Okay, and that is not an interminable solution. You just can't do that without incentivizing a lot of terrible behavior and more breaking up of families when the government becomes father, which is essentially what happened in the 60s. Already coming up, we're going to be talking with my friend Ami Horowitz. He has a brand new video out. First, when you are running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits minimum wage requirements and labor regulations. HR manager salaries, not cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month, which is a spectacular deal. They are month-to-month, no hidden fees, you can cancel anytime. You didn't start that business because you wanted to spend time on HR. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Head on over to Bambi.com/Ben right now to schedule your free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben, spelled Bambee.com/Ben. Again, as somebody who runs a business, you know HR can be a real pain in the butt. If you can get it solved quickly and easily by going to Bambi, why wouldn't you? Go to Bambi.com/Ben right now. Schedule.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. During Prohibition and in the 1920s, Costella was the place to go in the Upper Sacramento River Canyon. People flocked there because it was a beautiful, out-of-the-way place where alcohol flowed like water. Illegal stills had popped up throughout Shasta County, especially in the canyon area, with Costella becoming the center for the illegal stills. For the next 10 years, and almost every creek, spring, and water ditch became a home to a still. When Prohibition ended in 1933, things at Costella quieted down. Gone are the days of the all-night parties and all-night drinking. Also gone are all of the businesses in the old town site. Today, it is a quiet and sleepy little community. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is my friend Ami Horowitz. He, of course, is the producer of a bunch of YouTube and Facebook videos that have garnered over 150 million views. His latest is another one of his Intrepid Man on the Street videos. This time, he's actually looking for limiting principles from the left, which is, you know, everyone has a vision that one day they will find the Holy Grail. So apparently, Ami got in his head that he was going to ask leftists if there were any limiting principles to their ideas about the world. Ami, thanks for joining the show.
It's a pleasure, Ben. Hey, can I do a Ben Shapiro fact check for a moment?
Sure.
Yesterday on your podcast, you said that you invited every Democratic presidential candidate on your Sunday special. That isn't actually true.
Oh, that's true. You did run as a Democratic presidential candidate. It was a brief but much ballyhooed run for Ami Horowitz. Okay, so Ami, you were down on the street.
Fact check's false.
You were down on the street asking New Yorkers about their principles, like, for example, how high the minimum wage should be and whether we should shut down to lower carbon emissions. And what did you find out?
I found out that, first of all, the left is not happy. Not surprisingly, the left is very unhappy with Joe Biden. They see him as being center right, frankly, because they have no perception of how the political spectrum actually is and actually sits in today's world. So they're very unhappy with him. They don't think he's going anywhere near far enough. Of course, you and I know, and everybody who follows politics know that he's actually been, despite the fact that he politically may be personally centrist, he's been taken over by the left woke in his administration and in his party. And he's moved quite radically to the left, the whole bunch of things that he's done. But that's not good enough for the left. They want extreme. Extremism is where they live, and the video uncovered it.
So let's talk about the answers that they gave to some of these questions. You asked them things like, should we have a border? Did any of them acknowledge that we actually should, that borders are kind of important?
So out of the about 20, 25 people I spoke to, one person thought that the border plays a role, but it is still ultimately a symbol of racism. That was the overall feeling you got, that a border is racist. And therefore, since we are a racist country by definition, as we all know, as BLM has oftentimes has told us, and therefore having the border is a symbol of that racism.
And what about canceling personal debt? So I assume they all believe that they should be able to run up whatever charges they want on their credit card, and then the government should just come in and pay it, essentially.
Yeah, I didn't get quite the consensus on personal debt, although we got I would say about half the people did in fact want the cancellation of personal debt, because as you know, people don't make choices on their own. The choices are forced upon them in a racist culture. And in particular, we prey on people, particularly people of color. We force them to take mortgages and to have their own homes. We force them to put money on credit cards. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us to alleviate that financial burden by canceling personal debt. Because as you know, personal choices are very unimportant to the left.
So let's talk for a second about their take on minimum wage. So I wanted to ask Socialist City Councilwoman Shama Sawant in Seattle why $15 minimum wage was her goal. I asked why not $100 an hour or $200 an hour. And she said, well, give us some time. So what was the take of the people you talked to on what the minimum wage ought to be?
Well, minimum wage is interesting. First of all, if you ask people on the left about how they arrive at whatever number they arrive at, whether it be $15 or $10 or $25, and you ask them what is the – they don't have an answer. They never have an answer on why they arrive at $15, what kind of economic – calculations they go through. I want them to show me their work, and they don't. It's always an arbitrary number. So if you come up with an arbitrary number at 15, then 25 or 50 really doesn't have any bearing, because there's no economic principle or economic foundation to the number in the first place. All they're looking to do is transfer money, right, from the entrepreneurs and the business leaders of this country into the hands of other people. Now, of course, If you go, it's all skin deep, right? So if you ask them about, well, what about the fact that these are entry level jobs, they're not meant to be to live on. They can't grapple with that kind of level of sophistication, which is not that sophisticated. But no, so since it's an arbitrary number, they're just looking to transfer as much money as possible from the business people, from the entrepreneurs, the people who build jobs and create jobs, into the hands of workers.
Okay,
so I did find that when I said $70, that was a little bit too high for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that they do have a limit at $70 an hour. Getting paid about like a lawyer to flip burgers sounds like a great way of ensuring that everybody gets to keep flipping burgers and that nobody will ever build a machine that flips burgers. Ami Horowitz's latest Man on the Street video, you can go check it out over at dailywire.com. It is also available on YouTube as well. Ami, thanks so much for the time and another great video from you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Well, we have reached the end of this week. So try not to ruin things over the weekend, guys, because as we all know, it's a time of hope. It's a time of magic. Joe Biden is president. And if we just do what the old man says, one day He will let us leave our houses and go for a walk and then go back to our houses and then receive checks from the government. And that's really, really exciting stuff. Now, next week, I got to warn you, next week I think is going to be pretty lit because the Derek Chauvin trial is getting started. Prepare yourself for possible violence in the streets. Prepare yourself for a complete attempt by the media to shut down any point of view that the defense for Derek Chauvin plays out there. It's not going to be a banner week for the media. It's not going to be a banner week for the country. But have we had a banner week for the country for a while? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo remaining defiant as more and more Democrats call on him to resign. The story from Ed Donahue.
Following more allegations of sexual harassment, Democrats in Congress, including New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, say the governor should resign. Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York repeated,
"It is unacceptable. The governor must resign."
Governor Cuomo says he's not resigning.
"I did not do what has been alleged, period."
He says people who want him to resign are reckless and dangerous.
"People know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth."
Ocasio-Cortez says she believes Cuomo's accusers. The governor insists he never touched anyone inappropriately. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at townhall.com, gunmen abducting dozens of students from a college in the northern Nigerian state of Kaduna. The BBC's correspondent Ishid Khalad has the story.
Troops with tanks and a helicopter have been deployed to try to rescue the abductees. The latest attack is likely to spark more criticism, frustration, and even anger against the government's handling of Nigeria's widespread insecurity. Armed criminal gangs frequently carry out killings and kidnapping for ransom across the country. More than 700 students have been abducted since December in several raids on schools in northern Nigeria. Victims are usually released after negotiations with the gunmen.
FDA warning health officials about the risk of false positive results with a widely used lab test for COVID-19. Officials issuing the alert Friday for health facilities using Roche-Cobas tests for the coronavirus, also for the ordinary seasonal flu. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
A crippling storm blasting parts of the Rockies and High Plains, very heavy snow that could halt traffic and knock out power to parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska.
In the southern front range, it might be rain mixed with a little snow, sleet. Northern front range, as much as 2 feet of snow in some of our northern front range cities, Fort Collins, Estes Park, Loveland area.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis has activated the National Guard.
That'll be about 50 members of the Guard that will be able to assist with search and rescue, including with specialized vehicles for that purpose.
The problem in Hawaii, heavy rain triggering a mudslide that has closed part of the Huhio Highway and will remain closed at least through Tuesday while officials assess the damage and remove debris. The highway closure blocks off the town of Hanalei from the rest of the island. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More money for a police department in a city that you just might find rather surprising.
Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler says he'll seek $2 million in one-time funding for police and other agencies, as well as outreach programs, to try to stem rampant gun violence in the city. It's an about-face after city leaders in June voted to cut nearly $16 million from the police budget, including elimination of a gun violence reduction unit. The cuts came amid racial justice protests following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Portland has seen a spike in violence, and so far this year, there have been 20 homicides, most of them the result of shootings. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Wall Street getting another sign Friday. Inflation creeping higher. Labor Department says its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, rose by 0.5% last month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, how does the media let Biden get away with this garbage? That speech last night was just junk. It was just total junk. This is where you miss President Trump on Twitter, who'd be able in live time to refute Biden's endless garbage. It's not even his garbage. What do you mean it's not his garbage? Somebody write, he clearly doesn't write anything himself now, and I think he's capable of that, Biden. Somebody just puts it in a teleprompter, and he reads the garbage. I got that today. And then I want to describe to you, I don't do a lot of foreign policy on the show, but what would a war with China look like? There is a really, really troubling report that leaked out of the Pentagon about what exactly a war with China would look like, how bad it could get. And I don't want to, because it's Friday, I don't want to leave you with any bad news. I'm going to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly on the China story. There is some good news for us. So don't worry. I don't want to be apocalyptic. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get to it. Got all that and a poll that looks really good for Herschel Walker. Huh? Yes. Stay tuned. All right, Joe, let's go. Hit it. And because it's Friday, don't think I forgot. In Joe Armacost's worst 1960s, the Halcyon Days voice, please give us some good news for the week, because today is, Joe,
it's Friday.
I think we've only skipped that one or two times when the news was really bad. So
really
good
bad.
To know. Welcome, producer. Yeah, we've got a couple extra guests listening to the show live today, because we may have a live stream coming soon. I was probably supposed to tease that announcement a little more, but we're thinking about it. We're thinking about it. I appreciate your feedback. Let's get right into the news. Here's a video of last night's dreadful national address by Joe Biden, just laden with garbage and lies. Again, they're not his lies, because he can't think of that kind of stuff. They're just pumped into a teleprompter for him, and he just reads them. But here's Joe Biden ridiculously claiming that when the coronavirus outbreak, which is now a year, it's now a year since it was declared a global pandemic. Here's Biden last night claiming that the Trump administration, he doesn't mention him directly. He doesn't have to. That the silence and denials kind of led to this pandemic, and that he would have done things totally different. So in other words, Trump was totally silent. Joe, if he forgets about it, remember those press conferences with Trump? Those never happened. Denials? Yeah. Trump denied there was a coronavirus? So what was he doing the press conferences for? Huh. Hold on a sec. Let me think that one through for a moment. So there were press conferences that were silent. What were they doing? Like sign language or something? I don't understand. At the press conferences that actually happened. And then denial. So they got up at the silent press conferences and said nothing and just what? Wrote on a blackboard that we are denying the coronavirus. This is ridiculous. Listen to Biden.
A year ago, we were hit with a virus
that was met with silence and spread unchecked, denials for days, weeks, then months, that led to more deaths, more infections, more stress, and more loneliness. Photos and videos from 2019 feel like they were taken in another era, the last vacation, the last birthday with friends, the last holiday with extended family.
Silence and denials. I'm going to show you a follow-up video here about who was really silent and denying. And I don't think anybody anticipated what the impact of the coronavirus was. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a communist, a conservative. It doesn't matter. Even when the pandemic was declared a year ago today, I don't think anybody understood how bad it was going to get. Fair enough. I don't. Very few people, I think, understood the scope of what was going to happen. Yeah. Here's what's really weird. Joe Biden's clearly trying to suggest Trump was denying the existence of the coronavirus and the severity of it. But yet, when it started to get ugly, the Democrats went back to playing the race card. The race card about coronavirus? Listen for yourself. Check this out.
You know, since the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak, we have seen not only the spreading of the virus, but also a rapid spreading of racism and xenophobia.
This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysteria, xenophobia, hysterical xenophobia.
And simply being, Chinese in a crowded space is something that causes people to part like the Red Sea. Daring to cough or sneeze causes people to actually shy away from you.
There's a lot of restaurants that are feeling the pain of racism, where people are literally not patroning Chinese restaurants.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry came out today, and they are furious with the U.S. They feel like these travel restrictions were unnecessary. They call them an overreaction.
You know, historically, travel bans tend not to work very well. They tend to be counterproductive.
Closing borders doesn't stop cases coming to your country. All these actions do is cause a culture of fear. They don't work.
You touched on people blaming Chinese for their eating habits, and their culture. What will quell the racism that you are seeing?
They're not patroning Asian restaurants because of just straight up racism around the coronavirus.
This painful rhetoric has consequences. Restaurants across Boston's Chinatown have seen up to an 80% drop in business. And I believe this has everything to do with the rapid spread of misinformation and paranoia.
Misinformation and paranoia. You'd think she was talking about Joe Biden's speech last night, again, written for him by others, because he's not capable of putting together thoughts like that in any kind of coherent way. It may have been inaccurate, the speech, but at least it was coherent because somebody else wrote it for him. Misinformation. So it was Trump who was silent about the coronavirus, despite the fact he had briefings about it and instituted a travel ban almost immediately. And it was Trump who was denying the impact of the coronavirus, despite Trump instituting a travel ban that Democrats, by the way, if you're watching the video on Rumble, you can see who that was. If you're listening on audio, that was AOC, CNN commentators, Ayanna Pressley, and other liberal congresswoman from Massachusetts. They're the ones that isn't it incredible how, what does Tucker Carlson always say, that Democrats are always accusing you of what they do themselves?
Yes.
It's on tape, dude. It's on tape. Don't allow them to rewrite history.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Dry, irritated, red, blotchy skin all over your face and it won't go away. Struggling with stress breakouts and uneven skin tone? All gone thanks to Zotique Deep Correcting Serum by Chamonix. Here's Catherine from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm a doctor working on the front lines of this COVID pandemic. The endless face mask wearing ruined my face. Used several other products without success until Chamonix. The promises are real. Very quickly, my face seems on the mend. These products have started healing the mask creases. Thank you. Zotique uses the power of liposomal technology to deliver the healing, rejuvenating powers of vitamin C to the deepest layers of your skin for results you can see. And it's yours free today with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Just call 800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. Order today and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order is upgraded free to priority shipping. Don't wait. Order now. That's Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain compliance for $99 a month, seriously. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime.
Go to Bambi.com/Westwood to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Westwood.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Ever wonder what makes Omaha Steaks so good? Order today and find out at omahasteaks.com. Enter Sizzle into the search bar for the Butcher's Best Sellers package at an exclusive price and save over 50%. This package includes 29 items from the Fork Tender Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons to savory pork chops and so much more. Plus, when you order today, you'll receive 4 chicken breasts and 4 extra burgers for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, type keyword Sizzle in the search bar, and order the Butcher's Best Seller pack today.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-529-2856.
Write it down.
800-529-2856.
Dan Bongino.
Getting back to the show, we got some good news here. So, you know, listen, the elections didn't work out as planned. I think Joe is the audience ombudsman. That's fair enough, right? Do we need a fact check on that one?
Fair enough, Dan. Yes,
fair enough. Thank you. Thank you. On a Friday, want to make sure we get that out there. Could have worked better.
Yeah.
I mean, on the House side, they didn't work out too bad, but everywhere else, it was kind of a disaster. So, you know, we need a little bit of good news. So Robert Cahaly, who is one of the few pollsters I trust, he works over at Trafalgar Group. Do you remember we interviewed him on the show, Joe, before the election, and he pretty much nailed everything? Do you remember this guy? I asked him on the show. I said, hey, Robert, why are your polls always so accurate while everyone else, these big polling outlets, constantly blow it? Remember the polls, Joe, before the election? Trump's going to lose by 80 points.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to lose every state. He's going to lose Wyoming by 10. Everybody was like, oh, my gosh, here we go again with the stupidity. Well, Kahaly pretty much called it. And he said to me, this is interesting. The polls are wrong because, one, you have this whole digital divide and stuff with cell phones versus landlines skewing towards an older audience. And he said sometimes people lie to pollsters, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. And I said, okay, Robert, so how do you get around that in your polls? Fascinating. He said, because I asked the neighbor question. I asked people who their neighbor would vote for. Because you know, come on, you all know, right? If your neighbor's a Trump supporter, you know it, right? That way, you're not asking about them, so there's no reason for them to lie. You're asking about the genius. Genius. So, with that background, I trust this guy. Kahaly put out a social media post yesterday talking about the Senate race coming up in 2022 with Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker.
Ho!
Dallas Cowboys, Minnesota Vikings, Georgia Bulldog, legend, legend Herschel Walker. Look at his poll. Herschel Walker, 47.7%. Raphael Warnock, 45.5%. Finally. Hey, listen, it's a long way away. I don't want to over-dramatize anything right now, but some good news that we may finally get back some really good people with cojones in the Senate, because you know Herschel Walker is the real deal. Speaking of elections and primaries, Herschel Walker, you like that segue? You like that? I tried to put that together. So we've got eight Republicans who may need to hear from us right now. May need a primary threat themselves. Well, why? Well, if you subscribe to my newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter, my free newsletter, I will send you these articles every day. Because of stories like this, we have to pay more attention to better candidates like Herschel Walker in primaries. Breitbart, by the great A.W.R. Hawkins, who writes on Second Amendment issues all the time. Eight House Republicans vote for the Democrat gun control bill. Huh? Why is it that whenever Democrats have some progressive agenda item, they get near unanimity and no one ever breaks the Democrat fortified front line? And yet when we need Republicans to stand united for simple things like the right to protect yourself without a gun confiscation measure, we always have some people who are just like, nah, I'm going to vote with the Dems. It reminds me of my line that you should always remember. It's Dan Bongino, golden rule. I don't know, Joe. Is this two or three? You're going to have to keep track of my golden rules. Okay. It may be two or three. I don't know. We'll get Joe to keep this down in an official Dan Bongino library. Let's call it number two for today. Because the first golden rule is what? That Republicans may not solve all your problems, but Democrats almost always cause them. That's rule number one. So rule number two is this, that most Republicans are really Democrats, but no Democrats are really Republicans. Gee, you like my two rules? You like that? Gee, like, you just give me a thumbs up. Can you write those down? One and two, so we got them numbered in the future. Just so. So here's what I mean by that. So you had this gun confiscation measure. I'll explain what it is in a minute. And unlike, you know, the Democrats, which vote like a unified front, they lock shields. These eight Republicans decided it'd be a good idea to vote for a bill that's going to be used to confiscate your firearms if it goes through. So let's go through who they are. Here is the motley crew of people who can't get their heads out of their cabooses. We first have Vern Buchanan of Florida. Don't know what old Vern's thinking. Hey, Vern, remember Vern? Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. Maria Salazar of Florida. Big disappointment there. Andrew Garbarino of New York. Chris Smith of New Jersey. Fred Upton, a consistent disappointment on the Second Amendment in Michigan. Carlos Jimenez of Florida. And the, well, Adam Kinzinger is not really can we change that? Can we get to an AWR? Can you send him an email? That's actually seven Republicans. Adam Kinzinger calls him. He's not even a rhino. Adam Kinzinger is a full-blown Democrat. So it's actually seven plus one. If he calls himself a Republican. So AWR is safe. But he's really a Democrat. So seven plus one. Now, why does this bill matter? And what does it do? Folks, one of the things I've always warned about is Democrats want to institute universal background checks, not because they care about background checks, ladies and gentlemen. Please stop the nonsense. That's what this bill would do, is institute universal background checks. It's not about that. Folks, listen to me, and please listen clearly. I was a police officer and a federal agent for over a decade of my life. criminals don't go through background checks. Do you understand why? Can we pause that? I'm just kidding. What's the show? You might hit the pause button. Here, temporary fake pause. You know that pause button with the two? I wish we could use the Jeopardy sound here. Why don't criminals go through background checks to get firearms? Why do you think that is? Because criminals can't buy guns with a background check because there's a question. Are you a criminal, basically? They get them off the street. Is that hard for you to figure out? Do you think a universal background check? So to be clear, here's the system now. If you buy a firearm from a gun show, FFL, a federal licensed firearm salesman, anywhere, you have to go through a background check. It doesn't matter if it's at a gun show. There's no gun show loophole. That's a liberal myth. Does everybody understand that? If it's a licensed firearm dealer, which most people at gun shows are, not all, but most, there's no loophole for gun shows. If you go to a gun supply store that 99.9% chance at FFL, you have to go through a background check. The only time you don't is if, let's say, you're a farmer out in the Midwest, you want to give your shotgun to your kid. You don't have to do a background check. You can just give it to him. It's your firearm. So why do the Democrats want to make Farmer Jones go through a background check to give his firearm to young Farmer Jones? Why would they want to do that? Why? Think about it. Think about it. Knowing this will do nothing to stop criminals because criminals can't get guns from legal firearm dealers. So they buy them off the street. It'll do nothing. Nothing. Why would they want it? Think it through. I'm sorry to play the interactive games with the audience, but the more I probe your mind, the more you'll figure this out and you'll own it forever because they want a list. How are they going to confiscate your guns if they don't have a list of who owns them? Well, Dan, what did universal background checks have to do with that? I thought they'll stop criminals. How would they stop criminals? Criminals don't get background checks now because if they did, they wouldn't be allowed to buy the gun. Huh? Yeah, true. How would universal background checks establish a list so they know whose house to go to when they want to take your guns? That sounds like a conspiracy theory. Yeah, so did that they were going to spy on President Trump during the campaign, and that happened. Because, folks, the list would be meaningless if private-to-private sales were allowed. If I'm allowed to sell my firearm or give my firearm to my father or one of my brothers or my wife, then the list is kind of useless. Why would it be useless, Joe? Because they could knock on my door and say, Dan, do you have that firearm we noticed you bought from so-and-so Gunworks a few weeks ago? And what could I say, Joe? I said, no, I don't have it. I sold it. Well, if there's a universal background check, they'd have to know who you sold it to. They want a list. And the only way to get a list is not to give you an out. And an out for a lot of people, not an out to avoid the law, but an out, you know, people die, they get sick, they get older, they don't feel like they can control or secure their guns anymore. They give them to sons, fathers, daughters, brothers, whatever it may be. They transfer them as long as it's legal. You're not allowed to give them to criminals. That's illegal, right? Everybody knows that, right? Liberals don't, of course. They're just figuring this out now. But if they could trace every single transfer of every single firearm, they know exactly where to go for the firearms when gun confiscation time comes. Dan, that sounds like it's a conspiracy theory. Got to use that leftist voice for that. Is it really? Here's a video of Joe Biden asked a question by Anderson Cooper a while ago. If they were going to come and take people's assault rifles, which basically means every single firearm out there in Democrat lingo. And here's Joe Biden's answer. You may want to check this out.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon.
And here we go again.
We go. Farmer Cost is correct.
My man.
You don't. Yeah. You don't have to take our word for it. Just take Almighty Joe B's word. Bingo. If you have an assault weapon. Interesting how I showed you that video last week of me debating in Maryland when I was running for office years ago. The attorney general of Maryland, who didn't seem to know what an assault weapon was. Either did the other guy on the panel in that video I put out there. He was trying to tell me how he wanted to take your assault weapons, but couldn't define exactly what an assault weapon. I love that video still. All right, I'm going to exit this segment, but I can't do it without you understanding this one final time. The only reason they want universal background checks is to get a list to make sure they come for your gun next. Everybody got it? Put an exclamation point at the end.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their materials. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family, Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Dan Bongino.
All right, so remember The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the old Clint Eastwood movie? Well, we're going to do a different movie. We're going to do The Ugly, the Bad, and the Good. I read this story about China and what a war with China would look like. The story's up at Yahoo News. You can find it on BonginoReport.com, also in my newsletter, Bongino.com/newsletter. And I strongly encourage you to read it. The headline alone should scare clean your gastrointestinal tract. You'll be good for days. It's the equivalent of a journalism Metamucil. Here is the headline at Yahoo News. Quote, we're going to lose fast. U.S. Air Force held a war game that started with a Chinese biological attack by James Kitfield, the contributor to Yahoo News. Folks, not a joke. So we're going to start with the ugly part first about our relationship currently with China. People's Liberation Army and the Chinese Communist Party is clearly preparing for war with the United States. You never know that because we're too busy worrying about Pepe Le Pew and Gina Carano and The Mandalorian. We're not occupied with anything like global thermonuclear war. God forbid we did something like that. So here's the first screenshot about what a war – I want to be clear on this. Given our current posture – our current force alignment, how we're prepared for global warfare now, how these experts think it would go. Here's a quote from a military analyst talking about what would happen in our war games now. It says, at that point, the trend in our war games was not just that we were losing, but we were losing faster. We do these war games all the time with China, and now we're losing quick. After the 2018 war game, I distinctly remember one of our gurus of wargaming standing in front of the Air Force Secretary and Chief of Staff and telling them that we shouldn't play this war game scenario of a Chinese attack on Taiwan again because we know what's going to happen. The definitive answer is if the U.S. military doesn't change course, we're going to lose fast. In that case, an American president would likely be presented with almost a fait accompli. Think about that. Let me put a timeout here. T.O., time out from the sidelines. I am not taking a stance on if we should intervene for Taiwan or not. We can cover that on another show. There's a whole big show about the libertarian approach to foreign interventions, which I think you know I lean towards, and the both Democrat and Republican hawkish establishment thing. We should intervene in every place all over the world. Table that for a second. I'm just asking you to assume if policy leaders, the president and others, decide to engage in a war with China over Taiwan, what would happen? Well, in that first piece, he suggests our current force alignment, we would get crushed fast. And what's our current force alignment? Our posture, our strategic battle plan to fight back. It would be to use our bases and ports overseas, to use them as forward launching bases and ports to go and hit back. Military analysts are saying, yeah, we'd probably get crushed pretty fast because the Chinese are prepared for that and are engaging in access denial exercises where they will deny us access from those ports to go and defend Taiwan. Again, assume it happens. because this would be really bad, and the Chinese are already preparing for it. So that's the ugly part, that as of right now, our current force alignment, these military analysts are saying we would, quote, lose fast. That sounds really bad, because it is. Screenshot number two from the Yahoo piece. This is the bad part. I'll start with the good part of the bad part. The good part of the bad part is we're figuring this out, military analysts, Joe, and they're developing a different strategy, saying, hey, maybe investing all our assets in ports and forward operating bases and launching from there is not going to work. Maybe we need to be more nimble and focus on denial for Taiwan from the start from China, keeping Taiwan and the strait free and clear. So here's part two, where they talk about how if we were to engage in a more nimble operation, what we would do, how this might result in the Chinese reevaluating their situation quickly if they attack Taiwan. Check this out. Quote from the piece. This is about their new strategy. So the good part of the bad is we have a new strategy. The bad part of the bad is we still haven't implemented it. Quote, the strategy strongly favored large numbers of long-range mobile strike systems to include anti-ship cruise missile batteries, mobile rocket artillery systems, unmanned mini-submarines, that's an interesting idea, mines, and robust surface-to-air missile batteries for air defense. A premium was put on surveillance and reconnaissance capabilities for early warning and accurate intelligence to enable quick decisions by policymakers and a more capable command and control system to coordinate the actions of this more dispersed, nimble force. So again, the good side of bad, we're working on a new strategy so we don't get crushed by China. The bad part of the bad is we still don't have that strategy implemented. You doubt me? Part three from the piece. On a sober note, one of their analysts, Hinote, pointed out that blue team force posture tested in the recent war game, the blue team is us, in the recent war game, is not the one reflected in current Defense Department spending plans. We're beginning to understand what kind of U.S. military force it's going to take to achieve the National Defense Strategy's goals, he said. But that's not the force we're planning and building today. That doesn't sound good. Listen, you can be, I don't want to call myself a non-interventionist, but I definitely lean towards a more libertarian approach to global foreign interventions. But preparedness is not a bad thing. Preparing, I mean, come on, can we all just get it out of the way? Like, obviously a military is of a consensus national interest, right? We get that? But why would we, even if we never have to use it, which would be a good thing, why would we prepare for yesterday's war rather than tomorrow's? I don't understand the sense in that. So we know what we have to do to hopefully never have to engage in this fight with China over Taiwan. We know that. But we're not doing it. Why? Because we're preparing for the land wars of yesterday? It gets even worse. Here's another really incredible piece by Jamie McIntyre in the Washington Examiner. Again, be in my newsletter today, bongino.com/newsletter to access it. What U.S. war with China about Taiwan would look like. It's not good, folks. It's obviously not good at all. It's why we should, like, Dan, you're still talking the bad stuff. If you got to, no, there's a good or not good, but less bad portion of all this. From the Washington Examiner piece, here's the problem we would have. Even if we engage in this new strategy, Joe, more nimble, quicker responses in the strait, not relying on ports and bases, having access denial ourselves from Taiwan, being able to take out Chinese transportation vessels across the strait trying to land on Taiwan. Even if we engage in all that, Beijing can't possibly give up. Here, this is a great analysis from Jamie McIntyre in this Examiner piece. He says, quote, Beijing's biggest problem is that once it's in a war that it's sold to its citizens is vital, it's on what they call death ground. And politically, it can't afford to accept defeat. They must continue to fight, argued this military analyst, Henley, who said Beijing, lacking a clear victory, even if we stopped them, would resort to an economic and military blockade of Taiwan, that because of the island's proximity to China and its thickly forested mountains on its eastern coast away from China, China could maintain indefinitely. Now you see why even the good news is bad news? So if the United States decided to engage in a war with Taiwan to stop the invasion with China and sank nearly every boat trying to cross the strait from China into Taiwan, Taiwan could very easily engage in an economic military blockade and starve Taiwan to death at relatively little cost to them and great cost to us if we were defending them. My gosh, it's Friday. Is there good news? Again, there's never, you know, really good news, but there's less bad news. And the good angle to this is the Chinese Communist Party, which tortures and imprisons its citizens, which sterilizes Uyghurs and imprisons them in concentration camps, is the largest surveillance state in the world and tries to intimidate all its enemies. They're going broke. Kind of hard to invade Taiwan when you may have a hard time feeding your population in the future. No, seriously. Wall Street Journal, Joseph Sternberg today. Power of profits. Beijing's pension dilemma. The Chinese badly need places to invest savings, but the necessary reforms endanger the party's rule. Complicated title. Not so much, but the point of the story, and I'll show you a screenshot from it in a second, which matters, is China's going broke because China is living in a demographic time bomb. The communists in China, who are really not that bright, didn't really figure out that a one-child policy, you know, that one-child policy, you're allowed to have one kid, or you, which is really grotesque human torture on a mass scale, the extermination of life and forced abortions because you're allowed to have one child in China. They didn't really figure out that China's one-child policy would lead to a demographic time bomb where their older population that can't work anymore needs to be supported by the income and productivity of a younger population. The math doesn't work out because you don't have a younger population because you were only allowed to have one kid.
Right.
You want to say a little more about the demographic time bomb? Quote from the Sternberg piece. Why is Beijing having a pension problem? Because they don't have a choice. It's now a truism that China will grow. Don't ever forget this line, that China will grow old before it grows rich. Write that down. Tattoo it on your brain. Pretty hard to invade Taiwan when you grow old before you ever get rich enough to do it. The pension system, where that abstraction becomes a reality, has this elderly dependency ratio, right? This is an important number. The number of people over 65 per 100 people aged 15 to 64 is approaching developed country levels at 17 and rising. It's 25 in the U.S. compared with India's 9.8, Vietnam's 11.4. What does that mean? Quick translation. China's getting old. You may say, well, Dan, the United States is higher in that ratio. Yeah, but here's the difference. China's per capita income, a proxy for the resources for which these workers can support those older retirees, is only 1/6 to 1/4 the level of a developed country like ours. Folks, they didn't get rich quick enough to support their older and dying population. Again, that makes it very difficult to plan a global thermonuclear war and global domination. They are going broke stat.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Dry, irritated, and red blotchy skin all over your face and it won't go away? Struggling with stress breakouts and uneven skin tone? All gone thanks to Zotique Deep Correcting Serum by Chamonix. Here's Catherine from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm a doctor working on the front lines of this COVID pandemic. The endless face mask wearing ruined my face. Used several other products without success until Chamonix. The promises are real. Very quickly, my face seems on the mend. These products have started healing the mask creases. Thank you. Zotique uses the power of liposomal technology to deliver the healing, rejuvenating powers of vitamin C to the deepest layers of your skin for results you can see. And it's yours free today with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Just call 800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. Order today and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order is upgraded free to priority shipping. Don't wait. Order now. That's Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? The answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money, whether it's just for you or for an entire family. MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10. And the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So, I get these questions all the time, getting this last article about, Dan, I want to get into podcasting, and, you have some advice, and my answer is, yeah, I have some advice. It's really, really, really hard. So I saw this article as my little change of direction for my show. We usually focus, obviously, on politics. But there was this article at Amplify Media. It'll be in my newsletter today. Again, bongino.com/newsletter. If you're thinking about it, and I'm not telling you no, Joe and I a long time ago. People ask me why I got into it. The answer is I read an article on a weekend. I had lost an election. It was really difficult, and I wanted to stay involved, and I wanted to be an activist, and there were no radio shows available for me at the time. I was doing a lot of guest hosting, and I read an article about, I don't know, 6 years ago or so, about how these younger kids were not listening much to the car radios anymore. What they were doing is they were just either Bluetoothing or hard connecting in their phones to the car radio and then listening over the speakers to podcasts. And I thought, oh, podcast. Remember, 6 years ago, everybody knew what podcasts were, but yeah, it wasn't the phenomenon it is now. So I called Armacost. I'm like, hey, buddy, you want to do a podcast with me? Joe was like, yeah, whatevs, man. Let's try it out. That's really how it started. It was no more complicated than that. I mean, it cost me about $10,000 to buy equipment. Joe and I did it in this little closet in my basement, as I told you earlier in the week. But people say to me, how hard is it? So if you read this article, you'll see this screenshot, and they talk about this thing called getting on the shelf, basically the shelf space for podcasts, which is a kind of fancy industry lingo term for how much stuff are people going to listen to a week, and how do you make sure your show is part of it? He says, let's stick with simple math. This is a quote from the piece. There are roughly 2 million podcasts out there in podcast land, and the average weekly listener has room for 5 on, let's say, their podcast shelf. So they'll listen to this is what their research says. The tyranny of a podcast getting onto that shelf is brutal, and staying there with so many great choices is equally challenging. Smartphones are loaded with great intentions of downloaded podcasts, sadly, that are never listened to. Going forward, he says the challenge for a podcaster is being good enough to get on the individual's shelf through a combination of really good content, differentiation, findability, and awareness. So there's some research in here that shows that people will listen to really no more than 5 shows in a week and 8 episodes. Not 8 episodes each, 8 episodes total. So if you're one of their 5 shows and you're getting all 5, you're doing pretty good. People are listening Monday through Friday. More likely, people listen to 5 shows and they'll listen to 2 of one, 2 of another, 1 of the other. You get it? How do you get on the shelf? 5 shows and 8 episodes out of millions, he says. Getting space on the shelf isn't easy. I say that just to give you an idea and perspective, because I do get a lot of phone calls on this. How hard is it? The answer is really hard. And it's why just a sincere, honest, heartfelt segue here. I want to thank you, our listeners and viewers. You are awesome. And the fact that on your shelf space, you've chosen our show, Joe, Paula, Guy, you know, Drew helped us out for a while. Everyone who's been involved, I'm really, I can't thank you enough. It is truly an honor that you have chosen us as one of your 5 shows and 8 episodes a week. And we hope to never let you down. We put a lot of work into this, a lot. Even in these pretty, pretty dreadful news cycles, which I agree with you. I agree. I know it's tough. We all miss Trump. Me too. One more note on this, you'll see in the show notes. Axios, the pandemic sped the shift to digital media. So the bad news is it's hard to get onto people's shelves. The good news is, if you read this Axios article in the show notes, digital products are growing like crazy. Digital products, while radio and linear, you know, with linear TV, in other words, cable news, are struggling a little bit. That was good and bad. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You know, I know the news is not popping lately, and I do sincerely, you know, appreciate your loyalty. That's why I read that story at the end. It matters a lot that we're on your shelf. So thanks a lot. I will see you all on Monday. Please follow us, our video show, rumble.com/Bongino. It's free. Go check that out. I will see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Senate will be the next stop for a Democrat bill aimed at curbing gun rights. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew with that story.
Democratic Majority Leader Charles Schumer is vowing swift action on a House-passed measure that would expand background checks. The Senate is expected to take up the bill soon in the Judiciary Committee before it heads to the Senate floor. That's where Schumer says the country will be able to see, in his words, where everybody stands. A move seen as a dare by Democrats for Republicans to openly oppose what supporters will call a common-sense gun bill. The bill will almost certainly fall short of support it would need from Republicans to pass. Many see the House passed bill as too broad and a clear violation of the Second Amendment. Bob Agnew reporting.
Major winter storm in Colorado, Wyoming, and parts of Nebraska. Some areas could get 2 feet of snow. Travel highly discouraged. In Hawaii, a lot of rain, and that has caused some flooding and a mudslide or two. No reports of any fatalities. Also at townhall.com, Australia has suspended defense cooperation with Myanmar and is redirecting humanitarian aid because of the military coup and detention of an Australian citizen.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australian diplomats only had access to economic policy advisor Sean Turnell twice since he was detained in early February. The defense training program being suspended already had been restricted to non-combat areas, such as English language training. Australian humanitarian aid will be directed away from Myanmar government and government-related entities. It will focus on the immediate humanitarian needs of the most vulnerable and poor in Myanmar, including the Rohingyas and other ethnic minorities. Jeremy House reporting.
Daylight saving time begins Sunday morning at 2 o'clock. Set your clocks ahead 1 hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Officials at the Treasury Department and the IRS now say processing of the new round of stimulus payments has begun, aims to have the first payments to start showing up by direct deposit sometime this weekend. International Federation of Journalists says 65 journalists and media workers killed while doing their jobs last year. In addition to those deaths, the IFJ says 229 journalists were in prison around the world as of this month simply because of their work. More than 5,000 responses have come in to a panel planning a permanent memorial to the 2017 shooting on the Las Vegas Strip that became the deadliest in modern U.S. history. Officials say an online questionnaire has brought in responses from numerous states. That for the memorial for the 58 people who were killed that night. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Europe has a warning for Microsoft users.
The head of Germany's cybersecurity agency has warned IT systems administrators to swiftly patch known holes in Microsoft Exchange servers or take those systems offline amid concerns of an imminent wave of ransomware attacks. Arne Schoenbaum said the Federal Cybersecurity Authority was particularly concerned that small and medium-sized companies could be targeted. He said on Twitter that it is to be expected that cyber criminals will soon carry out an automated attack, meaning organizations worldwide will face a big wave. Schoenbaum said there were still 20,000 known open systems, and some 5,000 servers, which have already been patched, contain backdoors that might allow attackers entry. Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gaining 293 points. On the tech side, the NASDAQ dropped 78. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Sure, maybe not Disneyland, but Florida. And it's true, D.C. is dead because it was murdered. By, you know, the usual suspects. No doubt about that. Isn't it Friday already? How did that happen? Hey, did you see Lunch Bucket Joe last night? Was that really him, do you think? Or was that like a Tales from the Crypt zombie kind of thing? You see him walking toward the camera at the beginning. He looked like Dr. Lecter. He forgot that his arms are supposed to swing naturally when he walks. So that doesn't work very well for him. And then there was this bizarre thing. I started paying attention early on in his big speech last night to the fact that his pointy nose was pointed right at us. His pointy nose was right. He's got a pointy nose, and it was pointed right at the center of the lens of the camera. And it never moved. I mean, there was a little shadow on the left side of his nose, the screen right. And it didn't budge. His head doesn't move. His neck didn't turn to the left. It didn't turn to the right. It didn't tilt up or down. It was fixed like a laser, the tip of his nose, on the center of the camera lens. It was almost disturbing how still he was in his thing. And then there's the makeup, and his face didn't move. Did you notice it's a lot of Botox, got a lot of Botox on it. Between that and the severe brain damage, it was the physical, the bodily movements were, if I may, very unnatural and peculiar. And he had this Dr. Lecter mask on. There's nobody around, so it's the White House, and he's walking the hallway from the, you know, to the East Room, and he came in, and he gave his address. But he walked at the camera, and the mask, there's, I mean, again, he's in the White House. There's nobody around. There was just flags in the hallway. And he's walking past them, but he's got a mask on. And he gets to the podium, and he takes the mask off, thus demonstrating that there was no need for the mask, no purpose other than show business for the mask. And then it got even better because he began to speak, and that was something. That was something to watch and something to hear. He's not a fan of this country. None of these people are really fans of the country. Apparently it's terrible being Asian in America because Democrats keep attacking Asian people in Manhattan and Oakland and San Francisco. But it's an indictment of our entire country, according to Joe Biden last night. And, you know, this terrible, awful, racist country. That was a part of the speech last night. I don't know what the subject of the speech was, but it was, some of it was the woo, and he was talking a lot about the vaccine as though, he was left holding the bag when he became president. Instead of having the Trump miracle available to him, the fastest vaccines for a virus in the history of humankind, thanks entirely to President Trump driving the train on that. You may recall I went and looked this stuff up this morning, and I brought it with me. I brought it to school like a homework assignment. Joe Biden
You remember President Trump taking action last night. It was, oh, President Trump didn't do anything, flat-footed. Didn't. I'm sorry. We have Anthony Fauci 11 months ago was saying it would be a year to 18 months at least before we had a vaccine. And CNN had expert doctors come out. They were experts in virology and things. Come out and say, oh, well, that's extremely optimistic. That's naively optimistic, 18 months. And then, you know, of course, we by the time Lunch Bucket Joe came along, we were already injecting people with a million vaccines a day, you know, sticking people with a million vaccinations a day. And Joe Biden came in and said, well, I'm gonna create a miracle here. I'm going to vaccinate 100 million people in 100 days. And it was like, well, then just keep doing what we're already doing when you walk through the door, you numbskull. And he made up all kinds of stuff. Even the New York Times, even the Washington Post are pointing out today that Joe Biden was making stuff up on this. Oh, yeah, that's the old. And they keep peddling this lie. They just do it again and again and again. Now, the CNN isn't talking about it because they don't. They're just a Democrat front group. He's got 1,000 press secretaries at CNN, and they just type up releases for him all day long and spin things for him. It's remarkable. But when even the New York Times says, hey, wait a minute, I seem to remember that it was the Trump administration that produced that vaccine, Operation Warp Speed, in record time, a number of the people involved in Operation Warp Speed are now coming forward and saying, say, what about this? You know, I think we were doing a lot of, and we got it done in record time. And Joe Biden, you may recall, accused President Trump of xenophobia. He was xenophobic. His policies were xenophobic because he restricted travel in and out of China, which is where the virus came from. Now, the Chinese communists and some of their allies here are rewriting that script. You know, they get to rewrite history because they have the New York Times and CNN and academia, so they get to rewrite all kinds of stuff and reinvent. And Joe Biden was depending on them to carry his water for him last night when he was making up fantastical stories about, wow, there was nothing when we came in 60 days ago, when we came in 50 days ago. How many days ago? Because I think he kept using different numbers. And when we came in, boy, there was nothing. We didn't have any vaccine. There wasn't enough to vaccinate the whole country. Yeah, there is still, but it's, you know, it's a miracle of modern medicine, of American ingenuity, and also of Big Pharma, which the left hates and demonizes. You know, they're not on our side. They're not on the side of humanity. They don't like people. They don't like other people. They don't like the species. This is one of the foundational problems that these guys have when it comes to everything. It's why they hate everybody, and everybody's a racist, and they're projecting, of course, because of their own sensibility. Have I mentioned that we're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. And Joe Biden tells the nation, here's the New York, this is the actual New York Times headline, although they did point out in a little sidebar thing, hey, wait a minute, didn't all this happen under Trump? It's not their lead story that Biden was lying and making stuff up, fantastical, incredibly dishonest, corrupt lies. Oh, poor us, poor, we, gosh, we didn't, when we came in, not everybody had already been vaccinated. That's because Trump failed us. He was flat-footed. Again, Trump took action, then President Trump took action restricting travel in and out of China when we discovered that Wuhan was the epicenter of the, and you remember the planes flying out of Wuhan, they wouldn't allow to fly to other Chinese cities, but they did allow them to fly to Italy and onto the United States and like that. And they were lying to the world, and then the World Health Organization was lying, and they've all been caught. But then they just act like that didn't happen. The getting caught part, they just they pretend that didn't happen and keep going. And Lunch Bucket Joe was all over this last night. He was, he was, oh, poor, pitiful us. And you're a terrible racist kind. It was divisive, the speech. It was grim and dark and bleak and tragic and sad, and there was no optimism in the speech at all, really. They threw in like two lines, because we're Americans and that's what we do, after condemning us in four different ways as a nation of people. Remarkable. We're saving the world once again. How many times do we save the world? We're like Team America, world police. I mean, honestly, World War One, World War Two, the Cold War, medicine, instantaneous global communications, air travel, space travel. Please give me a break. But in any case, here we are saving them again because the Chinese communists in Wuhan let loose this virus, this horrible virus that has killed how many? What do you say, like 110 million people, he said recently, in the United States? He doesn't know. He's not good with numbers. He's a lefty. Last night, this is more fun stuff, because he said, if we're lucky and if we behave well, he's like America's daddy. He's like Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And he tells us that by the 4th of July, we might be able to have a few people over to our backyard. No big gatherings, just a few. And we can have barbecue. He's telling us we're going to have barbecue. Maybe, but not necessarily. By the 4th of July, right? By the 4th of July is what he's saying. And May Day, he set May Day, the International Communist Day of Celebration. May Day is the day when, Michael, when all Americans will become eligible for a vaccine created by the Trump miracle. All of the vaccines because of the Trump miracle. Wouldn't be here if it weren't for Trump. We'd still be saying, gosh, wringing our hands, holding Anthony Fauci press conferences, and saying, when will there be a vaccine? And again, Fauci 11 months ago said it'd be a year to 18 months, and the experts on CNN laughed at him, saying that's the blink of an eye in virus time, and you shouldn't believe what Fauci is saying. And President Trump was saying, no, I'm thinking months. And then President Trump was right. President Trump pushed the program through. President Trump used the, Defense This Act, and he brought in the pharmaceutical companies, Big Pharma, and demon the evil Big Pharma. Saved more lives every month than the United Nations has saved since their creation, American pharmaceutical companies. Just by the way, high five your next-door neighbor if they work for an American pharmaceutical company, because they and President Trump created a miracle with this vaccine, three vaccines, thank you very much. And Biden last night was mumbling through this thing like a nut. And again, when even, and you're a Democrat, when even the New York Times says, that's really not true. And the Washington Post buried in a story. I said, well, really the vaccine was kind of sort of, and they try to give credit to Fauci and not Trump, even though Fauci was saying, we're not going to see one, and possibly for years, it was going to be years. And so Biden was, kind of typically, Biden last night. He's a weirdo, isn't he? I mean, his facial expressions or lack thereof, a lot of Botox, and he's had surgery too. He had more surgery just last year. One of the reasons he was hiding in the basement perhaps for so long, because he had some, little a lift and a tuck and a pull and a kind of a little bit of a Pelosi job on the skin, and stitched it up, and lots of Botox. His forehead really doesn't move. His eyes barely move. His nose pointing at the screen directly at the camera lens was kind of disturbing to me. It was weird. Walking up with his arms not moving with the mask on like Dr. Lecter was. It was like Dr. Lecter in a Brooks Brothers suit. It was, I expect he'd come out on a hand truck. They bring him out in a hand truck in a straight jacket with a mask and roll him up to the podium. But it was good stuff. We got a few, it was good stuff in its own way. We've got a few audio sound bites for you about that. And a little bit of response too, because Lunch Bucket Joe, it's his first address to the nation. He still hasn't done a press conference. He said maybe, next couple of days. He had a big signing ceremony yesterday too, which was supposed to be today, but then they changed it to yesterday. They figured he was okay yesterday and taking his Prevagen or something, and he was in good shape, and that maybe, you never know how he's going to be the next day. So they sped things up. And he was asked yesterday, when are you going to hold a press conference? He said, maybe next couple of days. And now he's going to go on a 4-day weekend, no doubt. Call a lid at the White House. And I love the 4th of July thing. Like he might, it really is like they think as North Koreans think. Maybe we can have barbecue and a few people, not many, over to the backyard by the 4th of July. And May Day will be the day, International Communist / Labor thing. It's not our Labor Day, it's May Day. And they, a very different thing. Commies, May Day parades and all that. And he's announcing that's when we will all, through the grace of Joe Biden and the federal government, be eligible to get in line for vaccines created by the Trump administration, the Trump miracle. Again, because I went back and grabbed several articles from last year about how the and Joe Biden, just to juxtapose them with Joe Biden's lame comments last night, you know, that we weren't going to have, we weren't going to have a vaccine by now, that we wouldn't have the first vaccine in trials by now, according to the government bureaucrats and the CNN experts that they brought on. Less than a year ago, they were saying, and Anthony Fauci saying all this stuff. So I'll get into that, because the truth reigns supreme on our humble radio broadcast, even if it doesn't from Joe Biden's mouth at the White House and from the phony baloney news media. Although even the New York Times, because it's so shameful that even the New York Times wouldn't carry this water for them, which is pretty extraordinary. Normally they just carry whatever water they're handed, whatever bucket of swill they're handed by the Democrats and by Biden. They're protecting him because, you know, they know that he's broken. I'll get into that stuff. Also, Biden signed an executive order yesterday. This is big news. To make transgender surgery free for members of the military at taxpayer expense. The whole process transitioning from male to female, from female to male, is going to be picked up by you. You're very generous people. Thank you very much. Join the military, and then, yeah, I mean, you're not going to, like, be on the front line of combat if you're getting the snip-snip and the, you know, and the hormones and all this stuff. So really, you join the military in order to get free transgender surgery. Joe Biden signed that yesterday. And the news media loves it because they think our military is a petri dish for left-wing social experimentation, and that all of their issues should be funded by the taxpayers of the United States of America. Like, you know, all the countries we fund and all this good stuff. All right, lots of other good stuff, too. Black Georgetown law students weren't surprised by a professor's racist remark. Uh-oh, left-wing magazine. Disneyland, New York City schools. We got an update on baby Doc Gropey McGropeface, Cuomo, Gubernator Cuomo. None of it's good news for him, but I still think he'll tough it out and be fine.
There's only one Chris Plant, the Chris Plant Show.
There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity than right now. That's why I want to urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, click on, can be tracked by big tech companies. Then they match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app also encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to the big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Chris to get 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Chris to get an extra 3 months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Chris right now to learn more.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Let's face it, taking trips to the post office probably not the way you want to be spending your time right now. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online with Stamps.com.
Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anywhere, anytime, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with their discounted rates. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. With Stamps.com, you get discounts of up to 40% off post office rates, up to 62% off UPS rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stop wasting time and money going to the post office. Go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code PLANT, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone in the top of the homepage, type in PLANT. That's Stamps.com, promo code PLANT. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
You know, I'm still reeling. I was last night talking to my best girl, you know, talking about stories of the day and all that good stuff. And a story that hasn't gotten nearly enough attention, if you ask me, is Dove soap. Dove soap no longer using the word normal in their packaging because a survey finds, a survey that somebody took found that the word normal makes them feel left out. A majority, apparently, or a plurality at least, of Americans are the word normal makes them feel left. It's a Unilever is the name of the company. Unilever, they own Dove soap. They own a lot of other things, make a lot of products, cleanliness project, but not popular in France. Unilever, the company that makes Dove soap and other beauty and personal care products, I like to refer to them as beauty products and personal care products, announced this week that they would stop using the word normal on its packaging because it's not inclusive enough. I think abnormal is probably, honestly, it's like young Frankenstein, Abby something, Abby normal. That's right, he took the Abby normal brain. Reuters reported that the London-based company, well, that explains a lot right there, doesn't it, will also stop digital alterations of body shapes and skin color of models used in its advertising. Well, that ought to straighten things out. That ought to make things a lot better. But you see that there was a survey, and it's really quite amazing, a survey that found that a great many people find that the word normal makes them feel left out, like you're not normal. And this is a success story for the Democrat Party and the left, that so many people don't feel normal anymore. How can you not feel normal? You know, normal by definition is how most people are. That's the thing. And if you're not the way that most people are, then that's fine. You know, that's okay. We're all raised that way. Somebody pat you on the head. No, it's okay. You're a freak show. You're going to grow up to be a freak show. But you should feel proud of that. You should be comfortable with that. Because normal really is, there was a bumper sticker in California when I lived there. Why be normal? Why be normal was a big bumper sticker. California, 1980s. And it was, they used to have a bumper sticker, question authority. But they don't question authority anymore. And why be normal? It used to be something that was celebrated. But I got to tell you, when, what is it, a majority of people say that normal, the word normal, doesn't apply to them. You know, the Democrat Party has really done a tap dance on these people. People have been screwed up by our crazed left-wing dominated culture.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North States. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Ah, yes, Abby Normal. Apparently the left has convinced maybe billions of people, it's hard to say, that they're not normal and they shouldn't view themselves as normal, and normal is probably not good. And it's a remarkable time we're going through here. And they're English, apparently. I didn't know they were an English company. I thought they were an American company, this Unilever. They make soap and shampoo and stuff like that. Got to drop the word normal from their beauty products to be more inclusive, because a lot of people, it turns out, they have a survey that they conducted. Unilever did a survey, 10,000 people across 9 countries. It's not just us. And 7 in 10 said that the word normal on beauty product packaging had a negative effect on people. Yeah, but only on abnormal people, which is fine, because that's why you put normal on there. You don't want Abby Normal going around saying, oh, yes, I use Unilever products looking all Abby Normal. You should probably market your stuff to normal people, and then everything would be normal. Everything would be okay. You know, the word normal is not a derogatory term. It's... It's a pretty general term, and normal takes in, well, most people. You see, that's how normal works, is that if most people weren't normal, then and most people were abnormal, then abnormal would become normal, and we would stop calling it abnormal, because it's a semantic thing more than anything. But I marvel at what goes on in their brains, if you can call them that. Because they say 7 in 10 in the survey, 10,000 people, it's a big sample group, say that the word normal on soap and shampoo has a negative effect on people. It makes people feel excluded if you say normal. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? The figure rose to 8 people out of 10 among 18 to 35-year-olds. Wow. 8 in 10 people in the age group 18 to 35 believe apparently that they're not normal, or that the word normal is or should be offensive to people because, you know, Abby Normal, because they're nuts, because that's really a big part of the problem. Yeah, and Lunch Bucket Joe, I'm going to get to the Lunch Bucket Joe audio with you. I want to wait actually until the next hour till I get to the Lunch Bucket Joe audio, because there's some good stuff there. But they're such goofs, and they play. Now, he didn't even know what he was reading. He didn't write it, obviously. He's got a team of speechwriters, probably from Hollywood like Obama had, who come in and write the speeches for him. And he probably didn't read it until he got in front of the teleprompter and pointed his pointy nose at the camera lens and started talking. Reading somebody else's words. He's like an actor. And he really should learn to swing his arms when he walks like a normal person, you know, like a normal person. And maybe move his face like a normal person, but that's impossible from this point on, obviously. But he went on and on about how
They didn't have the ability to respond when he became president. Huge lie, just a ridiculous fraud. And then later on in the same speech, he talked about Operation Warp Speed and called it one of the most extraordinary achievements ever accomplished in all of human history. Because they just have it both ways all the time, and nobody in the phony baloney media points it out because, you know, that's the kind of people that they are. That's just who they are. And maybe 4th of July we can have a barbecue, but not with many people, just a few people. And you should forget about the fact that Joe Biden called President Trump xenophobic for restricting travel in and out of China, because last night he said that President Trump didn't do anything and allowed weeks and months to go by without doing anything. And then, poof, out of nowhere, through the ceiling tiles, three different vaccines, saving the world, curing the virus, saving everybody. I ran into a couple of people last night. More and more, I know people that have been, probably true of you too, that have been vaccinated. I'm my best girl and I, we're way down on the list because we live in the wrong zip code in Washington, D.C. They're doing it by zip code, and it's race-based. Everybody agrees in Washington, D.C., and I'm not in any list to get in, to get the vaccine. I'm not crying about it. The truth is, he also said nobody's been out, Joe Biden. He said nobody's been out. You haven't hugged the grandkids. You haven't gone anywhere. You haven't gone to restaurants. Because we're all hiding under the dining room table like the Soviet Union's attacking us with nuclear weapons, when in reality, a whole lot of people have been traveling. My best girl went to Florida. My friend Maureen texting this morning. I don't know what he's talking about. I've been hugging my grandkids and going to Florida. And lots of people have. I was out at a restaurant last night that was packed. Now, I mean, it's only packed to whatever capacity the mayor says is allowable because she's a health expert and a restaurant killer. And the restaurant was packed inside and out, to the extent that they could have tables with people at them. And every patio in the city, it was real nice yesterday and the day before, every patio in the city, every patio and rooftop just packed. And honestly, more and more people, at least the kind of people that go out to restaurants and the kind of people that go out to sports bars, where I was a couple of nights ago, tend to have, people have relaxed, I think, a lot. And again, some people being vaccinated. Last night I ran into two people that had been vaccinated, had both shots, and they're out at a restaurant going, hey, we're vaccinated. We can go out to a restaurant. I was out a couple of nights ago with somebody else. I don't want to name any names because, you know, the lefties might come over and try to steal the vaccine out of your blood or something, attack your house, spray paint Satan stuff in your driveway, do things like that. But, I've met people kind of young and old. I guess Greg is in his 50s, had both his shots, got his shots. You're like a dog. Do you have your shots? I got my shots. And China's working on putting together an online registry of people that have been vaccinated so the communists can decide whether you can travel, whether you can go out, whether you can leave home, whether you can have friends over for the 4th of July. Just a few, but not many. Remarkable times. Also, yeah, Kevin McCarthy was on the television this morning, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, and he responded to some of what President Biden said last night, asterisk, and he was pretty good. He stumbled through some of the language. I'll try to help him with all that stuff, but I will I'll get to that because it's good stuff. Good stuff. Mm-mm-mm. Now, there was a story, and it's a very interesting story that I read with great interest, a story by Barry Weiss, who is the woman that was at the New York Times. And she resigned, was forced out because they think she's a conservative, but she self-describes as a liberal. But she's not liberal enough for them because they're leftists and not liberals. So they're even driving out the liberals now because they're radicals and they're leftists, not liberals at all. And to say that they're open-minded would be an absurdity. They're completely ridiculous, ideologically rigid, intolerant, you know, lefties. But this Barry Weiss woman wrote an article, and it's a pretty fascinating article for a number of reasons. A little bit of a it's a little long, I guess. It's not an easy casual sort of thing. But the headline is the Miseducation of America's Elites by Barry Weiss. Substack.com is where I found it. I think it was originally published someplace else. Affluent parents terrified of running afoul of the new orthodoxy in their children's private schools organize in secret by Barry Weiss, The Miseducation of America's Elites. And it's full of remarkable stuff. Now, I mean, it's kind of classic because she's a New York Times person. She only looks at schools, elite private schools in Manhattan. I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. And Beverly Hills, basically, because that's where all of her friends are and all the people she went to school with. And she talks about the dissidents use pseudonyms to turn off their videos when they meet for clandestine Zoom calls. And these are rich people that send their kids to the best private schools, Harvard, Westlake, and Los Angeles, and greater Los Angeles metropolitan area, and all the elite private schools in Manhattan. And it turns out that their kids are being taught that capitalism is evil, that America is a racist country, that and they're teaching the kids this, that if they're black, they're victims because of history and America's terrible racist country. And if they're white, they're racists, and their kids are coming home, like, you know, third grade kids, fifth grade kids, coming home talking about how they learned today that capitalism is evil. And these $1 million schools, they cost like $60,000 a year to send your kids to these private schools. I think that's rather capitalistic. And then they teach them that capitalism is evil and that America is evil and America is racist and terrible because, you know, the left is horribly racist and evil. So that part of America is evil and racist, the left, but that's it. And these people, these parents, and they wouldn't speak to her on the record because they're terrified of their neighbors. And they're terrified that if they tell the truth about what's happening to their children at these elite private schools, then they will be canceled and they won't get their kids into Harvard and Yale, which is why they send them to these elite private schools in the first place. Very, very expensive schools. And the problem is their kids come home and they're communist zombies who love China and socialism and hate their parents, and they have white guilt. They're giving white guilt to five-year-olds and nine-year-olds, and they're teaching the black kids that they're victims, and they're crippling them at the earliest possible age, psychologically tormenting them, and all this this good stuff. So, it's a remarkable story, and it dovetails with some of the other stuff. The New York Post has a fun piece. New York City school encourages kids to stop using words like mom, dad, in inclusive language guide. You see, because you don't have mom, dad, because that's male and female, and it speaks to the patriarchy and the nuclear family. You know, Black Lives Matter is against the nuclear family. They're opposed to it. And Israel, too, the Black Lives Matter, their foreign policy on one country and one country only. It happens to be the only Jewish state in the world, and Black Lives Matter is against the only Jewish state in the world, which is perfectly normal now for the left in America. They're virulently anti-Israel. Just don't call them anti-Semites, even though they're virulently against the only Jewish state in the history of the world, well, the modern world anyway. And never mind all that stuff. So this is a remarkable story. I thought about tweeting it out yesterday, but it might be a little an annoying link because it's an article. Maybe we'll send it out later. And they have the pyramid of racism at one of these elite schools. And at the top of the pyramid of racism is genocide. And then violence is just below that. Unjust police shootings is just below mass murder and genocide. Lynchings, hate crimes. The Democrats should really stop attacking Asian people in New York and in Oakland and in San Francisco, and then that problem would be dealt with. And calls for violence, neo-Nazis, police, this is what they're teaching, like, fourth graders in these elite schools, their parents, their idiot parents. Like, who's in here? I think Will Ferrell is one of the parents in. He's not interviewed because he wouldn't be interviewed. You'd have to be honest or something. But nobody's on the record in the story, in this lengthy story, because they live in terror of the left-wing neighbors and of the school administrators who are radicals, and they're poisoning the minds of their children for the low, low price of $60,000 a year or whatever it is. And the pyramid of, veiled racism and minimization. And doing another story yesterday about this woman who said when she was 19, like 15 years ago, somebody she worked with said her hair looked fluffy. And she's black, so that was a traumatic experience of American racism when she was 19 years old doing an internship. And decade and a half later, she's still stinging from, she feels the sting of that moment. Remarkable stuff. But now they, here's one of the subheadlines, Mom, comma, I just found out I'm racist. The kid's coming home and saying I'm racist. Yeah, the pyramid of death, pyramid of racism. And at the bottom is indifference. Remaining apolitical is on the pyramid of racism. Remaining apolitical is on the pyramid of not challenging racist jokes. Where are these kids hearing these racist jokes at these elite schools in liberal Manhattan and liberal Los Angeles and Beverly Hills? I don't know. But the story after story from terrified parents who would not dare go on the record with these true stories because of the reign of terror that the left has unleashed in the United States. But the Manhattan private school, aiming to use more inclusive language, is encouraging its students to stop using the terms mom and dad and parents because the words make assumptions about kids' home lives. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Sure. The Grace Church School in NoHo, north of Houston, very Manhattan-y kind of language, as opposed to Soho, south of Houston. It's a street in Manhattan, which offers academic courses to junior kindergarten, for junior kindergarten through 12th grade, issued a 12-page guide to students and staff explaining the school's mission of inclusivity. It's about inclusivity. The detailed guide recommends using the terms grown-ups or folks, family, or guardians, yeah, like you're an orphan, and alternatives to mom and dad and parents. It also suggests using caregiver instead of nanny or babysitter, because they all have nannies because they're rich families. And it's these people are a freak show, and the parents are too afraid. The rich, fancy parents, Hollywood rich, Manhattan rich, limousines, private jets, they're terrified of the private schools they send their kids to. And they're brainwashing and indoctrinating their children, telling them they're racists, capitalism is evil. And, dare they send them to a public school in these jurisdictions where they're going to get stabbed and become gang members and get tattoos on their faces? Hell no. So they keep sending them back for another heap and helping of brainwashing. Honestly, the left is a toxin, and it has been introduced into the body politic of the United States of America, and academia, of course, and media, and beyond.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Earn a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase by trading up non-contact thermometers. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. Exergen temporal artery thermometers are backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
Are you tired of having to choose between quality and a fair price? The cheap option is usually cheap for a reason, and sometimes you pay an arm and a leg just to be let down. With Harry's, you don't have to choose between quality and value because they give you award-winning blades at factory direct prices. For a limited time, Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. Harry's stand behind the quality of their blades. I started using Harry's years ago. They make your face as smooth as it was the day you were born. For a limited time, Harry's has an exclusive offer for my listeners. New customers can get a Harry's starter set and free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. That's more than a $16 value for just $3. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shavy gel, a travel cover, and a travel-sized body wash. It's an incredibly great deal, but act fast while supplies last. Go to harrys.com/plant to redeem your offer.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her
so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Get a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase by trading up any non-contact thermometer. Accuracy matters when it comes to checking for fever and keeping everyone safe. Unlike non-contact thermometers, Exergen's accuracy is backed by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who've stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Also, at these elite schools, there's the Fieldston School in Manhattan. Costs many tens of thousands of dollars a year. They teach physics, and they promote their physics thing. A physics student there said, we don't call them Newton's laws anymore, you know, Newton's laws of physics. An upperclassman at the Fieldston School says, we call them the three fundamental laws of physics. They say that we need to decenter whiteness. Need to decenter whiteness and the need to acknowledge that there's more than just Newton in physics. Well, nobody said there was just Newton in physics. Nobody ever said that. Maybe Newton, but that's about it. So they because they're decentering whiteness, can't have whiteness. And in a history class, one student said they got rid of To Kill a Mockingbird and Lord of the Flies and Little Women and A Scarlet Letter and, you know, now they're having Yaki Delgado wants to kick your ass and stamped Dear Martin and Dear Justice. These are all radical left-wing things. They're taking, you know, the culture out of the culture. And one kid said he took history. He wanted to take U.S. history. So he's taking U.S. history. He figured, you know, how bad can that be? It won't be very political. But he said it turned out that the whole thing was the history of marginalized groups in the United States of America. He said they barely mentioned a president's name during the class. It was all about marginalized groups, the history of marginalized groups, because that's what they do. I know, Michael, let's see, I don't have a great deal of time, but let's go to Angela in Montclair. Angela, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. I only have about a minute, but I wanted to come to you.
I know. I'm looking at the clock as well. Yeah, whenever you talk about the word normal and the age group that you're speaking of, I have young people in an age group. And my daughter, I remember asking her, why don't you wear your school's T-shirt like the other kids? And she said, well, I just don't want to be a normie. And so to me, what they're saying is they don't feel normal, is that they don't feel like they're cookie cutters of everyone else, and that they're not, that they're individuals. And I think that, you know how words, the meaning of words change, like decimate, and instead of every tenth, now it's like everything. And I think normal pretty much is the same, that same thing has happened to normal.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point. And, you know, but normal is still normal, and it still has a dictionary definition. It has a meaning. And you're right, particularly the left loves to assume that words are very fungible.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.